This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Mike?
Oh, yes, Rob. Hello. Yeah. What?
You like valuable news coverage, don't you?
I truly do. I like you to be on the pulse of it.
Listen carefully to this news story.
Very good.
Without question, that print that was on the cardboard underneath the body of the second victim was, in fact, the fingerprints of Michael Hughes.
Michael Hughes.
Again?
Yes.
Investigators check out his background and discover Hughes has a dangerous past and a long rap sheet.
He was 6'2". About 220 pounds, and had a history of violence and sexual assault cases.
Right.
Hughes has vanished.
Ta-da.
But a fourth victim is suddenly discovered in the same area as the first three.
No surprise.
That's how he operates.
Could it be the work of the same killer?
Yes.
She was found in a shopping cart.
There are differences.
Oh, there are.
This victim was white and obese.
That was an edit.
I didn't hear
Even
it.
Even so, investigators suspect that Michael Hughes is her killer.
Yep.
Police go public.
Was
with
that
Hughes
an edit?
Photo.
No.
We contacted the local media and identified him as a suspect in the murders.
An apartment manager recognizes Hughes as one of his tenants and calls police.
Michael Hughes' apartment.
He lives in an apartment. One
Once
bedroom.
Again, Michael Hughes has outsmarted
efficiency.
Hot
to play.
Catch Hughes and put him behind
water.
Bars, investigators will have to unravel the knots of a key piece of evidence.
Michael Hughes.
No edit.
No edit.
Police are working 24-7, trying to track down a serial killer.
Shouldn't be that hard.
Try Lanham.
Television reports of the manhunt include Michael Hughes' photo.
Oh, no.
Investigators take a blood sample from Hughes.
Good luck.
And compare it to DNA samples found on the victims.
Oh, dear.
But Hughes throws them a curve.
Uh-huh.
He's good at that.
He claims he had consensual sex with the four women, and that he didn't kill anyone.
This is new. He gets around.
He was so intent on humiliating his victims that even when he killed a 320-pound woman, he figured out a way to move the body and pose it outside.
Stronger than 10 men.
The manager of the building where Michael Hughes lived could see Michael Hughes with the shopping cart moving it out of the apartment the morning that she was found.
MJ.
I'll
use a shopping cart.
Motive is never established.
What's his motive? I know his motive.
And his insanity plea is unsuccessful.
Fear.
What? Motive of fear?
Yes.
Within a few days, the jury convicts Michael Hughes and sentences him to life without the possibility.
What? Well, how's he still working here?
Work release.
I thought this case deserved a death verdict. However, he will not do this to any other women.
That's right.
So the bottom line is that the community is safe from this predator.
Well, that's the story of our general manager.
Michael Hughes.
We asked him to comment. You know what he said?
What did he say?
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
The Don and Mike Show.
Michael Hughes.
Thank you, Paul.
That's not Michael Hughes, right?
No, it's not. Right.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style. Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Su dia ya viene llegando.
Si. Cha-ching.
I thought he sucked.
Thank you, Carla. Way to go. Many happy returns.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
I'm not happy.
The show is great.
Hi, Meryl.
Rob.
Oh, no.
Want some mimicry?
Yeah, I do.
This show is going to be with all the personations of this guy you know, this good lady you know. I'm Julia Child.
Oh, yeah, Julia Child.
Well, I'm making my own
I want to hear French gourmet.
coming up.
Let's call them up, Skinny.
You hear French Gourmet.
And you know who else is here next to me?
French Gourmet.
French Gourmet.
French Gourmet.
Hey, hi, everybody. I'm French Gourmet.
Thank you.
I like rape.
No.
The show's going to be fun, me.
Yeah,
and guess who else is here?
Who?
Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, let me hear him.
Well, I'm Jimmy Stewart.
Perfect.
The show, I'm showing you how to cut apples.
Apples.
Jimmy Stewart.
Thank you very much, Merrill. That's right.
Loves the apples.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And now,
here's
that. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, one of us is here, ladies and gentlemen. I am in control here now. We start today's show with just a bit of bad news,
really?
And I'll pass this along to you. Don, unfortunately, will not be here today. Hopefully, he will be back tomorrow. His adopted father, Sam Source.
Right.
Anybody that's listened to the show for any length of time, you know that Don's had a tough relationship with his parents over the
right.
years. His father passed away yesterday.
Right.
And so he's with his brother Jim, and they had to fly down to take care of the necessary arrangements. And so he will not be in today. We send our prayers out to Don
and
Jimmy.
Yeah.
And he will be hopefully back on the show tomorrow. But that's a difficult situation, and, you know, all we can do is give him our support. So
Right-o.
We say,
right.
you know, hope you get through this okay. And, you know, the hits keep on coming sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is always something. So our best to Don. Hope he gets through all this, taking care of a lot of the little stuff that he has to take care of. So we wish him the very best with that. He will be back on the show tomorrow.
Righto.
And as usual, we have the little fire drill that we have here where Rob moves into Don's seat. I move over. Oh, I don't move.
No, you stay in the same place.
I actually do a little rearranging, though, because
the monitor moves.
This is the greatest monitor in the world. Let me explain what I'm doing here. I have the monitor 6 inches from my face, and I get to take your phone calls
at that distance.
At leisure, and I get to continue my reclining. Because, look, I could fake it and try to come in here and do the show like I never do the show, which
Right-o.
Is sitting up at attention. But, no, I am comfortable
right.
here now, gentlemen.
At that distance, does the monitor appear to be like a widescreen television?
It is very large. It's almost in
like
my face.
Like going to the movies.
You know, it's as close as I can get it to me. This is, and what Rob's talking about is a tiny little TV monitor that I take phone calls on.
Well, it's a computer monitor.
It's a computer monitor. And, you know, I could, if I could bring it closer, I would. Then it would, you know, require me to go a quarter of an inch to press
you
the buttons.
You could take calls with your nose.
It's a touch screen, and if people call, you can touch them.
And then there's Buzz,
mm-hmm.
and Buzz stays where he is,
That's
too.
That's right.
Buzz, who informed me before the show that you were feeling a tad under the weather yesterday.
Oh, man, a lesser man wouldn't have been here yet.
You're incredible. I mean, you know, you sit there and, you know, granted, you know, for about 3 hours every day, we have a slight interaction with you, but
mm-hmm.
You know, we would know, and I think you covered it very well, that you didn't have any problems.
Oh, I had the chills, the body aches. It was just a mess, but
we didn't even discuss your,
That's right.
your pre-show nap yesterday.
I covered it up.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I'm going to guess food poisoning.
I have a medical question for you, though.
Oh, good.
You know my doctor, right?
Yes, I do.
Dr. Vinny Boompot.
We have the...
Dr. Bombay.
I want to cover a couple of things. There's one thing I didn't mention about my weekend yesterday that I will mention today. Not necessarily that I want to, but I feel in the interest of full disclosure...
Please.
Sure.
That it's probably a good idea for me to pass it along to our listening audience because mm-hmm. it's something I haven't done in a while. But I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But I want to ask Buzz mm-hmm. About, I guess, 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, I had my physical at our friend's
office. I remember
office.
That. Yeah, you got
you,
the
You know
finger,
this office,
right?
yeah. You know, very well.
Very well, yes.
And this doctor, who you know very well.
Indeed.
And got the phone call. You know, they do the thing where they, up there where they do the...
They do the little exam.
The finger check, uh-huh. which I hate, and they do the squeeze
the
cough
truth,
check.
Mike, the truth.
What?
The truth.
What?
You don't mind it so much.
I hate it, Rob. I do. I hate every minute of it. It's but I go through that and it's fine.
You
and
have
in the
to. You
in the process they take blood.
Yes.
They take the blood and then they say we'll call you. And that's
okay.
that's it.
They don't
so
take it from there. They take it from your arm.
I receive a call today.
Speak for yourself.
Well, it depends on the condition you're in.
Right.
I'm constantly giving.
That's so
true.
I get a call today, you know, about 2.5 hours ago. I get a call from the lovely Bonnie. Oh, yes.
We've talked about the lovely Bonnie.
We have discussed her, yes.
She's the Diane Keaton lookalike, the young Diane Keaton lookalike,
right.
Who we all know and love. Mm-hmm. And she's a very sweet lady.
She is.
She wasn't in the office the day I was there.
Oh.
In fact, there were some other people. In fact, well, is it okay to mention, can I mention the,
sure,
the other person
sure,
that works
you'll be
there?
Responsible, I'm sure.
All right,
sure.
We should mention that, why am I stammering about this?
It's exciting.
We should mention
new
that
territory.
Buzz's wife works there.
That's
also.
Right. Oh, yeah, we've
so
talked about that.
There are two people
Buzz
that-
Buzz is married?
Buzz has been married for years, right?
I had no idea.
Over 30 years.
Then I've got questions for him.
Actually, 50th wedding anniversary coming up
this
month.
No kidding. Solid gold. Baby.
So neither Buzz's wife, who I know, or this lady Bonnie, who I know, is in the office. That's
right.
Okay.
Right.
I know the doctor, and it's another lady that comes in. She's perfectly fine.
Good.
And I get done, and everything's okay when I walk out of the office. So I get a call today before the show. And Bonnie says to me, "Hi, Mike." I'm like, "Hey, Bonnie, how are you?" "Yeah, I guess I was waiting to hear from you." He said, "Yeah, well, the doctor would like you to call to schedule your follow-up visit so he can go over everything with you."
Ah, yes, the results. And
now, wait a
mean.
Minute. Now, yeah. I have a very, very specific memory of the last time I got one of these physicals.
Right.
Is that Bonnie called me and kind of said, "We check this out. We check this out. This is okay. This
and you're
is okay.
Right?
I think." I thought, now I could be wrong, I thought that the whole process, the procedure,
right.
was you go in, you get your physical, and then they call you with, you know, the blood work.
Unless the news is really, really bad.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
This is what I'm worried about.
No, it's probably fine.
This is what I'm freaked out about, and you put it on the, you put the salt in already.
Here's my guess. It's either maybe cholesterol or blood pressure or something, and the doctor just wants to talk to
Rob's
you about it.
Rob's looking at me like the crypt keeper right now.
Give you
now.
A tip, give you you know, what you can do to maybe correct
Rob
that.
Is looking at me like the crypt keeper.
No, I'm not.
Look.
No, I'm not.
We all know, based on the history of the show, the
it's
recent
been,
history.
Mike, it's been great. That's all I want to say.
It has really been a
we all
many
know,
great years.
Shut up, you guys. We all know that I have had, you know, made no secret of the fact that my weight has definitely, you know, skewed up a little bit in the last couple of weeks.
And you're living well.
I'm living well, but I've also, you know, I'm trying to eat right, trying to do the... I'm trying to do the right thing.
We always want to try.
You're always trying. You're baby stepping.
And I'm trying. And I went 2 days without having a smoke.
But the news of having to go back in has driven you back to it?
I got the call. I had a little meeting at the restaurant today. Mm-hmm. And the guy that I was having a meeting with, he went to the pocket, got
Thanks.
Out a little
Look
smoke.
Look around cafe. Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he did, I said, "Can I steal one of those?"
Oh,
what
Ned.
The hell? I'm dying
Then I was
anyway.
Cleaning out my car, and I found a pack in the back of my car.
There's always one.
From the 40s.
The bottom line
it's a lucky
here.
Strike.
Look, I am just a little concerned about, really, seriously, I thought that the process is they give you a phone call. Why the F does the guy have to
Maybe
have me
Maybe he
in?
Wants you to have you in and just say, "Hey, you know what? It's working. Keep it up."
Some tips, some
Why
advice.
Would he bring me in for that?
Very minor. If it was major, he would have been on the phone.
All right. The whole reason I bring this up on the air is for one
I
reason.
Know why you're brought in.
Why?
Another copay.
No.
Yes.
I want to tell Buzz.
That's exactly what it is.
Buzz.
Yes.
As a friend.
Yeah.
During the show at some point today. And you can come on and say that, you know, you weren't able to get through if it's really horrible.
Okay.
But could you, is your wife working today?
Yes, she is.
Okay, like during the commercial breaks?
Uh-huh.
Do you think maybe you could get a little intel for me?
I'll call every
Because
break.
I'll be honest with you. You know what I said to Bonnie? I said, she said, "We normally do these conferences in the afternoon." And I know you're on the air in the afternoon.
Right.
That looks a little tough. And she was going back and forth with the schedule. Mm-hmm. And
was
then
she,
I said,
was
what?
Was she urgent to get you in soon?
No.
That's
no,
a good sign.
That is a good sign.
Yeah,
that's a great sign.
There was no urgency in her voice whatsoever.
This is a minor thing.
She never used the phrase
But you see,
the
I
hour.
Got this I got this right here. I got this little pain here. Right
okay.
here. You see where I'm? You
looks
know?
Like an epidemic.
Right.
No, I think
Old
I got
joke.
The. I got. Where's the.
Stomach.
Get that Jerry Lewis tape.
Okay.
Because I swear to God, this is what was on my mind. I was thinking about.
The grapefruit ulcer.
Jerry Lewis. I was thinking about what he said because the pain is right here.
Bleeding.
Right underneath the diaphragm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I'm just a little concerned. I'm not going to tell you everything because it would be far too embarrassing. But I think that, you know.
Will you tell me off the air?
I will tell you off the
air.
Okay,
good. I appreciate
because,
that.
Because the little scare I had yesterday is okay today.
Well, that's good.
So you did you have a scare yesterday?
I had a little scare. I had a little scare.
You want to discuss?
I have to, I guess, now.
Yeah, you do.
I brought it up.
But first we have Bonnie on the phone.
Hello, okay, hello, let's hear Bonnie.
Hello, Bonnie.
Up to that point, Jerry had concealed his Percodan dependence.
I walk out with Michael, and I collapse in the hallway. And blood
what
came
I'm thinking about.
From every opening I had.
Right.
Eyes, nose, ears, name it.
Right.
Blood flow like the damn dike opened up. What had happened was that the Percodan was concealing the pain of a grapefruit ulcer. Michael
Mara. There it is.
So there you have it.
Now, I don't take Percodan. I take my own medications, but I was thinking that perhaps, you know, this might be... Now, what is a grapefruit ulcer? Is that just the size of it?
That's the size, right?
Yeah. I don't think it could be that bad.
I wouldn't think so, and I have the similar pain, so maybe it's something that's going around.
Do you think that maybe just, you know, on the QT, during a commercial break, you could maybe put a call into your lovely bride?
I'd be happy to.
Just say that Mike's a little nervous about Bonnie Scott. Now, look, I don't discount the fact that I might be completely wrong about the fact that they always do these conferences.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember that.
I remembered
having a physical and then maybe getting a phone call. I don't remember the callback or having to go in. But also, seriously, what Rob says is that, you know, they would say, you know, if it was anything really bad, they'd want me in right away.
Of course. This is going to be a minor adjustment like cholesterol or blood pressure or blood sugar or something like that they're going to address.
Technical question about the show today.
Okay.
How come I'm seeing the phone calls over here, but I don't see them up here?
You don't see them there?
I don't. Does that mean this thing's not turned on?
You know, it needs to be reset.
Would you be
a
deer and come over here and reset this,
please? I will, Mike. I'll be right over to your side of the board.
They're going to have to get into his lap to do that.
But, Buzz, you know, I'm not asking for, and really.
Oh, I understand. There's no problem at all.
Don't touch me. Do not touch me.
Rob gently placed his hand on Mike's shoulder.
All right, Rob's pressing one button to reset them. There and now, do you really wish you pressed the X mark? And I have a picture of Rob with a wig.
Do you want winner? That
That's
want
not
that?
What I want. That's not making me feel any better today.
No,
not one little bit.
There we go.
But she'll. I know she'll be gentle.
Yeah,
and
you'll be fine.
This is terrible because if you come to me during the show, you said they just want you to come in.
That's right.
Then I'll know it's something evil.
I can't really talk
now. Why does it say enter my name here?
I'm going to enter my name.
Excuse me.
Watch this. He'll be typing over there, and you'll be watching him type over here.
Just a little, you know, concerned. Just a little bit. You know, I'm a
Did the name up there?
I got a bunch of phones here on hold that have the green thing on them on the left.
But nothing's appeared.
I just looked at Rob's password.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you saw that.
There, it's done.
Okay,
it's fixed. It's working. Good. So, if you wouldn't mind,
no problem.
When
all.
They do this exam, look, it's Joe
with a note.
Is it helpful?
Joe, once again, you know, the captain's away. Mr. Out of Control comes in. It is not lead poisoning. It is not.
What have you been sucking on?
Sounds like lead to me.
Thank you.
A lot of that going around.
Appreciate
Mike.
Appreciate
when they
the
did
support.
Your exam,
it could be.
Yes.
Bad.
Was it very cursory, or did they do something that
no,
could
I
spot
got the full
it?
Thing.
Did
no
they spot an ulcer with what they did?
I don't know. I have no idea. Let me take a phone.
Do they do blood?
Yeah, they did blood work. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Test the phones out.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look at you.
Oh, my God. Where's the hold button? How do I put him on hold? Just like that.
I can
that.
Put him on hold over here.
Right. What do you mean hold? I should hang up on him.
No.
How did we get him right at the beginning?
Because you're lucky. The lucky man.
See, that's bad. Tom Gavin, my very first phone call of the day.
Up to that point, Jerry had concealed his Percodan dependence.
Yes, I have.
Somebody had to be first.
Very nervous. Let's take another phone call here. Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Charlie.
Sounds like Joe.
Thank you, Charlie.
Now, is there anything specifically I can do for you, sir, without your agenda?
Mike.
What?
I just wanted to give you kudos for that Tom Bergeron segment that you had a couple weeks ago.
Thank you.
When Marie took the dive on stage.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, it was so funny.
That actually soothes my grapefruit ulcer. Compliments can soothe my grapefruit ulcer. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
As a matter of fact, we've set that segment aside for your memorial.
For the memorial thing. But that's not what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about...
How is your pain now?
Right here, Rob. Right here.
Can you rate it from
all
1 to 10?
I'm going to give you my symptoms.
I hate when a doctor does that.
I am going to give you my symptoms. I'm not... first of all, I want to give the whole picture here, so I will tell you that I'm a bit of a hypochondriac.
No.
I am. I do tend to...
None of us are.
We all are, because we're left-brainers. That's what we do.
Right.
I mean, we complain about things. I will tell you that the pain is right here.
So it's like
I will
top
tell you
of
that I've
stomach.
Had a lot more indigestion than normal with eating right. And normally when I eat right, I don't have indigestion.
So
but
at the base of your sternum, there's a pain.
It's right here.
Now, can you rate the pain, 10 being unbearable,
it's,
1 being non-existent?
It's 1. It's 1.
Way down there, but it's there.
Just, it's just there.
Yeah.
It's just there, and I'm not going to sweat it. Let's take some more of the,
we all have the same thing.
Loving phone calls. Hello, you're on the air.
Better.
Hey, dudes, what's up?
How are you?
Hey, not much.
What can we...
Hey.
Oh, no, is this drunk Chad?
Yeah, before you hang up on me, I need advice because I'm meeting with Mike Ramey tomorrow for 10 minutes.
Why?
Why are you meeting with the program director of our Sacramento station?
To possibly fill an air slot.
Bye!
Thank you very much. That's all. I don't need that. That's going to get the ulcer back
it's
where
not
it was before.
Dr. Ardinger has another diagnosis.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Mike.
Yes, hello, you're on the air.
Yes, Mike. Listen, when they diagnose you with diabetes, you have to take action, my man.
What do you mean diabetes? What makes you think it might be? And isn't it diabetes?
This is Robert the Mailman.
You hear both.
It's not diabetes.
It's Beatties.
Diabetes sounds like diapenis.
It's not that.
It's not that at all.
And it's not Warren Beatty. It's
why do you think diabetes?
Your weight.
Yes.
Your age.
Yes.
And you're African-American.
You have all the symptoms, my friend.
What do you mean all the symptoms? I haven't even mentioned my symptoms.
But I have the cure.
What's the cure?
Get an Asian nurse. Stop. 35.
Bye.
I didn't think people would take this seriously. What do you have in your hand?
Joe Ardinger writes.
Oh, is that his role today? Is that what he's going to do?
Well, if it's going to be like this, it's going to be that.
Yeah.
Sounds like sun poisoning.
Sun poisoning next to lead poisoning.
Now, I'll tell you this, my friend. My father has had diabetes for many years.
Rob, I don't have diabetes.
And lives a wonderful life.
I don't have diabetes. Your father's like skinny, too.
Now, the thing is, if anyone's going to get diabetes, it's going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about it. As soon as I get diabetes, then you worry.
Look, I don't think I got anything. I'm just a little concerned about the... Call your wife now.
All right.
Please.
They can really... And you know what? Cancer is so treatable now.
Right. Damn it.
It's no longer
Did I break
death,
the phone?
It's no
you
longer
made me break
a death sentence.
All right, hold on a second. All these phones are ringing, and I don't know how to put them on the air. Hold on. That one. Oh, there we go.
There you go.
You press the far left button.
That's what you do.
Hello, Don Mike Show. That's Drunk Chad. No, Drunk Chad, we're not talking to you again. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
He'd be a good fit out there, though.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody mention that the Grease Man is no longer on the air?
The Grease Man?
Yeah.
Well, isn't he taking a hiatus? I think he's taking
That's
a hiatus.
That's what he's doing.
May I say to everyone, hobble de gee.
Hi there.
Godspeed.
And
right.
Waddle Doodle.
Sorry to bother you at work. I just need to know how bad is it with Mike?
Don't be funny. This is serious.
Okay. We're actually on the air. You're not, but I am.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike is a little concerned because normally he
Say
gets,
Bonnie called me.
Bonnie called him. And
said he wanted me to come in and he didn't want to call
of
me.
Just giving him the results of his blood test, she said he needs to come in for
Is it
a
the talk
follow-up.
Of the is ask her,
and he's afraid,
ask her if
no,
it's the talk of the
it's
office.
The bad news.
Should he?
I hope our listeners have some
Sanders,
appreciation.
Now, he says he does not remember being called back in
I
after
hope
his
some of our
visit.
Listeners have an appreciation for putting it on the line like I put it on. I really don't know.
Standard procedure. So nothing unusual.
Standard procedure.
Nothing for him to worry
standard.
About.
It's not enough, Buzz.
Yeah.
Should he contact a stonecutter?
Is Bonnie in the office?
Uh-huh.
He's going to talk to Bonnie.
Right.
Ask Bonnie to come
She's
over.
Talking, Rob. She's talking a lot. Why is she talking a lot?
She's a woman.
Touché.
A dur.
Okay.
Touché.
So all right. Well, he just remembered the last time, I think, maybe Nurse Bonnie just called him with the result.
Like maybe,
Nurse Bonnie.
Maybe someone else did your last
And he was just wondering why that maybe wasn't
Nurse
the case
Bonnie
this time. He was afraid
sounds
it
sexual.
Might be bad news.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So
what was that? Yeah, exactly. What was that?
Nurse Bonnie around by any chance?
Yeah, there we go.
She is around.
She come on the air?
I don't know. Would she be willing to talk to Mike on the air? All right, we're gonna check on that.
I give my very best to your lovely wife, too.
Mike sends his very best to you.
Oh, and me as well. Thank you for the Springsteen CD.
And Rob says,
okay,
thank
suck
you
up, stop it. This is my call. It's my life, Rob.
Trying to be pleasant.
Thanks for the Springsteen CD. I'm dying over here.
You want to give me a
diabetes
for that,
is no longer a death sentence, Mike.
Oh, shut up, Rob.
Uh-huh.
How are your toes?
Toes are great. They're not blue.
Not yet.
They're not blue like Jackie Gleason and Nothing in Common. And for some reason, over the last couple of weeks, I've mentioned Jackie Gleason more times than I like. All right, let's take another call while Buzz. All right, Buzz, talk. See if we can get somebody to come on the air. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yes, Paul, you're on.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm not good, Paul. I'm concerned and I'm worried and I'm nervous and my friends are doing what they always do.
Don't worry. Dr. Paul will ease your pain.
They're mocking my misery.
No, no.
That's what they're doing. They're mocking my misery. What can
We're
we do for you?
We're offsetting it, Mike.
Paul, what can I do for you?
I'd like to know if you're gangrenous.
No, I'm not. No, I said the toes are fine. Are you talking about the feet? The feet are fine. Although, this just leads into another thing. Thank you very much, Paul. Gangrenous.
Bye!
Another person that just laughing hysterically at my misery.
Bonnie, will go on the air?
Yes.
I'm going to call Bonnie.
All right, we're going to call Bonnie right now. Very good. This is a first. I have never spoken to a personal physician or a personal nurse. Bonnie, my personal nurse. on the air. Buzz, you're a trooper. Thank you for doing this.
My pleasure. Apparently no cause for real concern that this is standard procedure.
Real concern.
Sure.
Real concern.
Sure. I mean, we can't.
You know what that's telling me? Real concern means we don't want to say anything on the radio.
Well, no, it just means
hey, look,
without seeing your results, I can't tell you whether you're okay or not.
Buzzy, if I got it, I want the world to know.
All right.
I'll deal with it publicly.
Well, it's your medical information.
This will be the first. Yep, I signed the confidentiality thing, but this is me
right.
making the choice.
It's up to you.
To put this lady on the air, this lovely, sensitive lady.
If you tell Nurse Bonnie it's okay, then
and
it's
I will tell her for whatever reason. It just and it was a perfectly normal call on the part. Joe, I'm going to kill you if you keep writing notes.
About every 3 minutes.
Back to your station, Mr. Artinger.
Dr. Joe Artinger writes,
yeah.
Sounds like poison ivy.
I do have another issue, though, that I think that there are insects in my bed.
Well, maybe that's how this all started.
Yeah, it does. No, the stomach thing's been there
Let
throughout.
Let me jot that down so we don't forget that.
I felt that the other day, yes, it was after a big drunk, but I felt that there were insects biting my ankles.
Oh, the DTs, yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Your personal caregiver is on the phone.
Hello, Bonnie. Bonnie, darling.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Now, Bonnie, I know that I'm probably overreacting to this. I just have to tell you that, you know, I seem to remember that previous visits with the old physical, you know, you call me and you, you know, you go over the stuff and let me know. But this time you requested me in person and I'm a little freaked out, Bonnie, and that's why I'm calling you on the radio. I'm
sorry. Is that why you're calling me?
That is, yes.
Yeah, actually, we do want to see you in person this time.
Oh, this time?
This
yeah?
time.
Uh-huh.
Really?
We do. We don't
oh,
want
to. Oh, that's
freak
funny,
you out.
Bonnie. Laugh. You just, my heart just stopped. I'm hypertensive. I'm really not. Don't I have good blood pressure?
I'm not. Yeah, of course you do, but we do need to talk to you in person this time and give you the news.
Bonnie, this is Rob. Let me ask this.
I'm freaking out for real.
You should
right
be. Absolutely. Did I say that you should? I didn't. I would have. Let me put it this way. I would have brought you in really a lot sooner if it was something that was truly that you should be worried about.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Think of it
good.
That way.
Bonnie, good, good, good,
good. Point.
Good.
Does it have to do with the delinquent payment?
That's partially
Shut up,
it.
Rob, it's my life we're talking
so
about.
We don't need to make
silly
any
jokes.
Money is her life, Mike.
Mindless, meaningless jokes.
We don't need to make any arrangements at this point, Bonnie.
You and I can make those arrangements.
Did you did you talk to the big gun? Did you talk to the big honcho and ask him whether he could make a phone call and do it?
No, I really didn't.
Really? Because Bonnie.
No, actually, I did talk to him, and he said he would prefer to speak to you in person. Mm-hmm. But if it's absolutely, you know, if you absolutely can't get here, then
I'm a very busy man, Bonnie. I do a radio program, and I'm a well-known restaurateur.
Well, he understands.
Just hold on a
that.
Second. I'm just going to grab a light here.
Well, no, we understand that, mm-hmm. But we still. You're going to what?
Nothing. Nothing. Everything's fine.
He's working with his inhaler.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Well, Bonnie, so it's really, I mean, obviously, if it had been something earth-shattering, you would have called me right in.
I truly would have called you a lot sooner.
So this will be about tips, about pointers, about how he can be even more healthy, right?
Buzz, we don't need to edit Bonnie's thoughts, okay? She's saying she doesn't need to see me right away.
Maybe Bonnie
That's what I'm holding on to.
Maybe Bonnie wants advice from you.
Yeah.
Bonnie, yeah. You know what?
Maybe I do.
Bonnie, you know what my advice to you?
What would that be?
Keep on doing the fabulous work you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're fabulous,
so
Bonnie. I love you. You're fantastic.
We all do.
All right, Bonnie, I appreciate you coming on. And just make sure you pass along to the big guy. I'm much too busy for you.
I'll try. I don't promise anything, but I will
right.
try.
Okay. Thank you, Bonnie.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jesus.
Nurse to the stars.
He doesn't do house calls?
I just decided I'd have a little smoke while we were talking to Bonnie.
Joe
what
does
Joe Artinger write?
Sounds like a paper cut.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks. That's the comedy stylings of Joe Artinger.
What started out as excessively strong is weakening rapidly.
See, all right.
You're getting better.
Right. I'm not
better.
Talking about my health anymore. I'm fine.
Apparently so.
I'm fine. No problem at all. Hello, John, you're on the air.
Mike.
What?
I want to talk about your pain. I think you should check carefully the front, back, and sides of your midsections. For the handle of a Nazi dagger.
Okay. Everybody is a comedian today. No one, you know, I think
what
it's going to be
Nazi?
Fine.
It's going to. That's incorrect.
Nazi.
Nazi.
The Nazis. Hello.
And
yes.
I would
oh,
never
this
soil
is,
my dagger.
Let me take care of this, Rob. Hold on a second. Drunk Chad, what is the deal?
Real quickly, I wanted to.
Wait, real quickly. Chad.
Are you letting me get my Jew joke off? Come
Chad,
on.
Chad, no, you're not going to. I want to tell you something, okay? How many, you have called a million times so far in the first 15 to 20 minutes of the show. What is the problem today?
I need advice because I don't know how to run a board, and I told him I know how to.
First of all, are you sober?
I'm hungover. I got cigarette burns from last night. Last night was crazy.
You know that you're only allowed to call us when you're drunk, Chad.
Hold on. Hold on. Corona 22. Listen.
What's he doing?
What is he doing?
It's never that far out of reach for him.
I just opened a Corona 22.
What's a Corona 22?
Chug it right now.
It's like a bomber?
It's a pint. 1 point.
Chug it. Don't talk. Chug it. Let me hear you chug it.
All right. Swear to God, I don't lie.
Mm-hmm. He's drinking it out of his shoe.
Yeah.
My last one.
Okay.
My last one.
All right, good, Mike.
All right.
Put it out then.
Okay. I drive it.
Attaboy.
A little bit.
Look, that's good.
It's gone because Bonnie says I'm okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Or did she? Chad?
Hold on. It's only halfway gone.
All right.
You know what you should do when you go to the doctor?
Me too. Sorry about that. That was stress. That was a stress burst.
When you go to the doctor, whip out a pack of cigarettes and scream, "This is what you've done to me."
I know. It was the stress.
Okay. All right. If I don't get this radio gig, I want to be a comedian. So can I use material real quick?
All right, Chad.
I hope you get the radio gig.
Chad.
All right.
Chad.
Chad. Yeah?
I can't help you. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Goodbye, Chad. Take another call.
I did have one piece of advice for him.
What's that?
When he meets Mike Ramey, who is a great guy.
Oh, he's a wonderful. He's Mr. Personality. That's what I like.
Take him in your arms and tenderly kiss him.
Yeah. That's it. Chad, call back when you're drunker. Tim, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Rob. Hello, Buzz. Hey. When you go to the doctor, Mike, make sure you bring your beautiful wife, Carla, with you.
Why?
Because that's what you said.
It's not my wife. It's not my wife.
He was trying to trick you.
Hello, Brandon.
Perhaps it's manifested itself in your brain.
Brandon, you're on the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I think it worked.
What's up, Mike?
Hi.
This is one of the brothers in the D.C. area.
Thank you, Brandon. Yes. My homie. My man.
My homie.
Get down with your bad self.
I went to the restaurant the other day looking for you just to tell you this one. You ready for this?
Is this a joke?
Let me ask you a question.
Is this a joke?
It's going to be a joke.
It's kind of a joke.
No, I'm sorry. Call back later. We have to do the whole deal there.
Joe, your phone number.
All right. Now, speaking of wife, all right, you know the little Freudian slip that I made yesterday on the air?
Yeah, yes. And you ran right by it. You never noticed.
Here's the deal. I just happened to mention in passing, I was talking about the Marine Corps thing.
Right.
And I mentioned that Carla... I was going to go see my wife. How did it sound? I didn't even hear it. What did I say?
He said, I was headed to the Marine Ball, and my wife, Carla, was already there.
Yes. All right, I don't want to talk about it right now. Hold on a second.
You don't?
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
I thought you did.
I'm a mess. Yes, what can I do for
you? One of his symptoms? He's wishy-washy.
Everybody's making fun of Mike. I'm here to soothe his soul and put some ease to his pain.
Please do.
All righty.
You're talking to me right now.
Oh, my bad. He's down.
My bad. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. We have to say goodbye. Yes, please. 2-1-1 call. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Come on.
Come on now. Hello, Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Let me try it again.
It's probably standard procedure to see you again, because now that you're medically, morbidly...
Hello?
Hello? Pounds.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, did you just start? I just picked up the phone line, and you were already like halfway through what you were saying.
Very important.
What can we do for you?
Oh, I said it's probably standard procedure now that you're medically morbidly obese, that you're over 300 pounds.
Did you say morbidly obese?
That is what he said.
I can't say it now.
Nothing wrong with being morbidly obese.
Morbidly obese is okay.
Lots of people live very full lives that way.
That's right, we do fine.
With two kids and a wife named Carrie.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm so tired.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, who's this?
This is the drunk bowler and the drunk bitch from Wichita.
Oh, the guy from the porch?
They're coming in to visit right now. Is this Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin from Wichita. How are you?
Porch setters.
How are you feeling?
I'm better. I'm not... I don't know, Buzz. I don't know how to interpret Bonnie's call. I'm trying to get it out of my mind.
I'm telling you, I'll bet $1 million it's exactly what I said. They want to give you some tips and some advice that has something to do with either cholesterol or blood pressure or one of those things.
I'm not going
to
think about it. I'm not even going to think about it.
Exactly. That's what you should do.
Going to move forward.
Think about it.
Ever forward. Press on ahead. Kevin.
But don't skip that appointment.
Let's talk. I haven't made it yet. He's going to call me, hopefully. Yeah. Well, yes, Kevin. See. Kevin, how are you and how is your white trash existence in Wichita?
Well, she's still white trash, and she's half-crocked, and I'm broken down.
We love talking to you, Kevin, but where's the lovely lady? Does she happen to be around?
Yeah, she's around.
Put her on the line, please.
Okay. I'll go get her. Okay.
Kevin's a lot of fun, but let me tell you something. I enjoy Kevin's woman.
He says he's falling apart, but we should ask his woman what's wrong with
him. Well, this is your part of the world, Buzz.
No, I simply was born.
Where is she, Kevin?
Hi, guys.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
No, they want to talk to you.
What's your name again, lady?
Hey, lady.
Hello.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Oh, baby, now you know who I am. I'm a saucy girl.
Yeah, but what's your first name? We forgot your first name. We know your lovely voice, but we don't know your name.
I don't know why Kevin does this to me. He calls and he makes me get on the phone.
How are you, beautiful?
I'm doing fabulous. How'd you know I was beautiful?
I just know from the sound of your dulcet tones on the radio that you are a beautiful, vivacious woman.
Thank you.
What's new today? What? We're doing great.
We're out working. We're doing some sheetrocking.
Uh-huh. You're doing
more drinking than sheetrocking.
Drywalling.
What are you drywalling today, ma'am?
Oh, you really didn't want me to answer that, did you?
I sure do. As sure as I'm sitting here.
Well, just think about it. Dry the wall, and you got to slam it into it. You know what I mean?
What, are you remodeling your lovely trailer home?
I know, baby. We ain't trailer white trash, okay? We ain't trailer white trash.
Never said it.
That way.
Never believed it.
The last time she remodeled her home, it involved new tires.
Hello.
No, actually, that's how I remodeled my home, because I was digging a hole. Okay?
But, you know, we still haven't gotten your lovely name. We need your name. It makes it more so much more personal.
Your name, sweetie.
It's A. Hell of an attitude.
It's A.
H.
Oh, Helen.
As in hell.
I can't understand her.
Buzz, are you doing any better with this than I?
No, no. A-H is all I've gotten so far.
No, no. Turn it around.
H-A.
Ha-ha.
A. Your name is
H-A.
Ha?
Now, come on
H-A.
Now. Are you drywalling and drinking?
Of course.
Okay. Well, is life treating you well?
Pretty good.
How's the love life? Have you and Kevin had sex today?
Oh, hell no. Well, Kevin has. He's got ready and lefty.
You sound like you might be sober.
Well, now, how did Kevin have it?
Oh, I am.
And you didn't.
He's got ready and lefty with him today, though.
What?
What?
He has ready and lefty with him today, so he had sex.
So he had sex with himself.
I see.
Can I venture a guess?
I told you he had ready and lefty.
I understand, ha. Huh? Listen, I have a vision in my head.
No, it's H-A. It's okay. Just H-period-A-period.
Okay. H-period-A-period.
Okay, period.
H-A.
Is it Hannah?
Helen, right?
Helen?
Okay, you got the first one, but it's all one name. It's Helen Ann.
Helen Ann.
Helen Ann.
See, we never did get that name.
That's
pretty. Now we've made some progress.
Lovely Helen Ann.
So Kevin says he's falling apart. What's wrong with Kevin today?
Oh, Kevin, no. He's just working really hard. Got a lot of stress.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you take that stress away, Helen Ann? Helen Ann.
Helen Ann, use what God gave you.
No. You guys don't even understand, okay?
You're right.
This man is just like a continual...
Helen Ann, can we say that?
We got the idea.
Well, if we could, we couldn't. All right, so you got to watch. No, we can't say that one.
He just loves it. Okay. He's got to do it all the time.
All right, hold on, everybody. Let me talk to Helen Ann for a second. All right. Now, Helen Ann, what are you drywalling? First of all, what are you drywalling today?
Oh, we're doing a whole house.
You're doing the whole? Are you remodeling your house?
I'm mudding right now. I'm the mother.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yes.
Helen's got the mud.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of that mudding there, Helen Ann?
No, I don't do mutton riding, baby. I'm doing mudding.
She's an unfit mutter. I have a question for you, Helen Ann.
Rob has a question, Helen Ann.
Okay, Rob.
I have an image in my head. Are you two working nude?
Excuse me?
Are you doing this in the nude?
Oh, you made her mad.
Oh, I would love to, but I'm afraid the owner walk in the house.
Helen Ann, could you do me a favor?
What?
Could you describe what you're wearing right now, baby?
What? I'm wearing a Florida white T-shirt and a pair of blue jeans.
Hold on a second. Did you say a Florida white T-shirt?
Yeah, a white T-shirt with Florida on it. My son brought it home for me.
All right. Oh, and what else are you wearing?
A pair of blue jeans. That's what we wear. We wear blue jeans and white T-shirts. That way when you drop the speckle and stuff on you, nobody sees it.
You sound like you're sober.
Not really.
I am sober.
Oh, that's great. What about Kevin? What condition is he in?
Actually, he's doing pretty good today.
Let me talk to Kevin again.
Okay.
All right, put him on the phone.
Are you barefoot?
Right. Am I what?
Are you barefoot?
No, baby, I'm not barefoot. I told you, I don't do that red saucy stuff no more, okay?
Picture those toes.
So
put Kevin on the phone. Helen Ann, put Kevin on the phone.
If he's not too busy.
Kevin, come here, baby.
He doesn't have his hands full.
Come on, baby.
Hi, guys.
So you're sober too, Kevin?
Pardon?
Kevin?
Yes, I'm here.
You're sober too?
Compulsively sober.
No, not quite.
All right, what are you enjoying today?
Natural life.
Natural light, but it sounds like Helen Ann, and we never got her lovely name until this call. It sounds like she's doing all the work.
Well, I'm trying to do all the work, but I'm having a problem walking around because of my hip.
What's the matter with your hip?
I fell on the ice storm we had here in Wichita. I'm sure Buzz heard about it, and I got a bulged disc.
You got a bulging disc and a bad hip?
Yep, and I go to the chiropractor twice a day.
Twice a day?
Are you on disability?
No.
Pixie.
Yeah, that's a shame. Well, Kevin, I have a suggestion for you. Why don't you just knock it off for the rest of the day? No more drywalling, all right?
Well, I gotta get part of it done so my son can come in and work tonight.
You're doing an all-nighter?
No, his son is working tonight. He's getting it ready.
No, but I mean the whole project is going on all night.
Oh, yeah.
All What's your son's name?
I ain't gonna tell you that one.
Okay, we have to run there. Thanks so much. They're not nearly as fun when they're sober.
She's almost as fun.
All right, when we come back, a lot of people are waiting to talk about my condition. I would appreciate some sincerity with these phone calls, just a little bit.
I think they're all sincere.
I'm going to take calls of people that can really help me, but I also want to talk about my Saturday night this past weekend where
You're
I visited. I visited. I'll give you a hint. It's some place that I haven't been in a while, and it's a place that was in the news recently.
The doctors.
And it's not the doctors. And it also involves three new friends who I'd never gone out and partied with. And I have a suggestion that everybody ought to party with law enforcement officers.
Sure.
Really?
It's a good time at my all. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was in high school again. It was wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
normally when
fun.
You spend the evening in the company of officers, it's not social.
It was good.
That's good.
That was my last trip because I knew I was dying. Anyway, we'll come back with much more on the Don and Mike Show and Kevin and Chad and all the other drunks that are calling us today. Yeah, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Men, tired of hair replacement methods that look terrible and just don't work? Well, now, due to a revolutionary process, a full, natural head of hair is no longer just a dream. So why wait? Do what hundreds of active men have already done.
I was completely bald just 6 months ago until I discovered the Pubic Hair Club for Men.
Yes, the Pubic Hair Club for Men will change your life. And here are the facts. Pubic hair never needs cutting, never needs curling. Just a shot of Cruex, and you're on the go. Say goodbye to expensive body waves and styling bills. Pubic hair is genetically pre-programmed to grow only so much. Puts hair on your head with no overhead.
I had more than enough hair down there. So when Pubic Hair Club moved it up top, I was ecstatic.
We take hundreds of tiny pubic hairs and arrange them in a natural, healthy pattern. The color, the luster, and of course, the undeniable curl that says pubic hair.
Hi, I'm Ned Ulock. And remember, I'm not only president of the Pubic Hair Club for Men, I'm also a client.
So what are you waiting for?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Cha-ching!
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Well, Buzz was trying to talk me down outside a little bit.
It's going to be okay.
How'd it go?
He's Buzz. He's mellow. You know, he says everything should be cool.
Of all the buzzes in the world, he certainly is the buzziest.
Everything should be A-okay.
With therapy, sure.
I just want to say the calls have been no help today whatsoever.
Oh, I think the calls have been fine.
They're not being supportive enough.
No, always they're helpful. Fine. They're
everybody
smart
wants,
people.
Yes, make fun of my misery. That's okay. I can deal with that. I can, because I'm a happy guy.
I know why they're doing it.
Why is that?
Because you are the sad clown.
Oh, the sad clown. Otis upstairs in the heaven, you take a big poop, everybody. Have a good time.
Maybe you see Otis sooner than we think.
No, I'm going to be fine. No problem at all. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, this is your liver.
Hello.
Oh, it's your liver.
Listen, why don't you just not worry about that witchy doctor lady, Bonnie?
Hey, now wait. Don't put down my Bonnie.
We'll be all
my
right.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean.
Your liver doesn't like
my Bonnie is a lovely lady.
She lies over the sea.
Yeah. I mean, we...
It'll go away. Just let me fight off what I...
You know, it's funny you bring that up because we did have a discussion outside about liver a little bit, you know, and Joe and I were chatting, and I think occasionally it's a good time to sort of pull back the reins and back off a little bit.
I seem to recall when you had your Star Trek body scan, your liver was in really fine shape.
They said that I had the liver, wasn't it, of an 18-year-old?
An 18-year-old drunk.
No, it's fine.
No, your liver was fine.
Well, I had a bit of a weekend. You know that.
Sure.
I told you about the Marine Corps function that we went to on Friday night. I did not mention in any way about my Saturday night.
Maybe this is related to the time that the Marines beat you up.
That's a long time ago. Didn't really beat
me up.
They
didn't beat you up this weekend?
I got a few knots on my head.
Well, you know, and it just makes you stronger.
That's over 20 years ago.
Okay, so
what
happened?
No, it's over 10 years
ago. What happened Saturday?
Saturday, I got a buddy of mine now, and I can't mention any names here.
Sure.
Because, you know, these guys are out there. They're on the front lines, Buzz.
That's right.
They're out there taking care of it, getting it done.
Protecting us,
serving us.
We protect
protecting
them.
And serving.
That's what they do. But you know that occasionally when I'm floating around town, I've befriended a lot of individuals in law enforcement.
Sure.
You know, if I go to a party, I like surgeons, I like airline pilots, mm-hmm. and I love cops.
Right.
That's what interests me. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't. I don't want to talk to people that are in our business at all.
No.
That bores me.
Terrible.
You know, if I bump into an airline pilot, I'm fascinated. I'll say, you know, I say, hey, where have you been? You know, where are you flying?
Right.
What are you flying right now?
Cool.
What's the worst thing that ever happened to you? You know, how scary? And I love that. If it's a surgeon, I'm like, that's incredible. I just respect what they do.
Now more than ever.
Now more than ever. Because they'll be working on me shortly.
That's true. Do you have a business card?
But cops are cool. I like cops. They're
the
fun. They're fun-loving guys. And I have befriended this one particular cop who brought a few of his buddies into my joint a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And I was hanging out with these guys. And Carla was not able to go to the hockey game with me on Saturday night. So I had 4 tickets to the hockey game.
All right.
And I said, you know, would you guys like to join me? And it was a last-minute deal. And sure enough, they were all coming. So it was going to be yours truly and 3 of the finest. I won't tell you where they work, but they were all good guys, and they were all in different areas of law enforcement.
Policemen are great people and good friends to have.
You know what the coolest thing is, though? You know, I think most of the time,
what's the coolest
these guys are packing heat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These guys are getting it done.
With them?
Sure.
Cool.
They're always doing that. You know.
So you were ready to pick a fight anytime.
Trouble breaks out of the game, you're covered.
You do feel, as you're driving down to the hockey game, and even when you're in the car, you're kind of fighting the urge to lean out the window and go, hey, you're an ass. Do something about it. But we decided that we go down to the hockey game, and I got all these guys. And, I'm not going to give anything away about what they have to follow kind of a different protocol when they're going to a game. They have to, you know, kind of let people know where they are and all that. I mean, it's a different world that we live in right now.
Who do they let know? People at the hockey game?
Rob, if I told you that, I'd have to kill you.
Well, please don't kill me.
If I gave you those secrets, I would
have. Radio headquarters.
You know, suffice to say, they're off duty. Uh-huh. But, you know, just in case something happens, you know, they're ready to pounce.
You said duty.
Duty. And the reason I'm not mentioning any names is because I just don't think it would be the right thing to do.
And they're packing heat.
I haven't cleared it with any of them.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm talking about this, and I have to talk in very general terms about it.
You can't say that it was Chief Moose.
It was not Chief Moose. It was a very fun evening, and we go down, and the plan was, we'll go down, catch a couple of periods of the hockey game.
Okay.
If the hockey game's not happening, if it's a little slow moving, maybe we'll venture out.
Good.
And the term that was used was, you know, if the hockey game's not enjoyable, perhaps we'll wander out to what I like to refer to as the ballet.
Oh, I know what that means.
Are you familiar with that term, Buzz?
I am not familiar with that term, although I think I can gather from the text what you're talking about.
Well, a hockey friend of mine, a professional hockey player friend of mine, as I continue to drop names without names, a long time ago said that's what they would call it. That was kind of their code for it when they would be in a different city.
You took me to the ballet on Sunset Boulevard.
Yes.
Los Angeles.
But it's been a long time for me. I did have a bachelor party recently.
Yes.
That was the last time, and perhaps that was that got my curiosity, but it was the suggestion was made, why not roll out to the ballet? Now, the ballet, for those of you that might not know, is a very nice way of saying it is dancing.
Yes.
It is it is creative dancing.
Sure.
It is women that creatively dance.
Right.
And we decided, well, you know, where to go in Washington, D.C. Well, there was a big, you know, story in Washington, D.C. this week about the fact that there was this big hubbub at this place called Good Guys.
Yeah.
And a guy came in and unfortunately threw some gasoline around. One of the managers got badly burned, and that's not funny at all. That's we hope he does okay.
Sure.
But, you know, I said, oh, I haven't been up there, and, you know, I wanted to, you know, check it out. That was my newsmaker curiosity also.
It's one of the top two gentlemen's clubs in the District of Columbia, conveniently situated on Wisconsin Avenue.
Very nice plug.
Am I right?
Yeah, I've already been there, Rob, so I'm not going there, so we don't need
I always
to give
think
plug.
Of sitting in the gutter in front of it.
Yes, one of the fondest memories I have was at my bachelor party for one of my marriages. I can't remember which
the
one
most
now.
Recent.
The most recent one. Yeah. Rob and Don sitting in the gutter outside enjoying themselves and decided that we'd venture in there, and once again, when you're out, it's one thing going to a game, you got a bunch of people around, but it's another thing, when you're walking with these guys, you have just an extra spring in your step. You have an extra swagger. You feel cool.
You're invincible.
You feel like you're one of them, you know? It's not really like going on a ride-along, because this is social time. It's not it's off-duty time.
You want to talk about manly activities, going to a strip club with cops and guns?
It doesn't get any more macho,
as
right?
Straight as it gets.
And
they're
all great guys. The only difference between these guys and some of the other, you know, some of the guys are close to my age.
Right.
Some of the guys a little younger. Some of the guys, I think they're all in that general range.
Right.
And these guys are, they like to have a good time.
Well, of course they do.
It's really different. They're different because people. I think that they're on the front lines every day, and they like to really enjoy themselves.
Are they allowed to have a 21 plus beverage when they're packing?
Rob, all of them. No, I have no idea. I think they might have put the weapons in safe storage.
I'm sure they did.
I really don't know.
It's just the thought.
Wink, wink. You know, I don't think that would be legal.
I'm just curious.
I have no idea what the truth is.
I am curious.
I really hope right now I'm not getting anyone in trouble, but I'm not mentioning names, so it doesn't really matter. But we go into this place, and I hadn't been in a while, and it was very, very exciting to walk in, and we got a
first time since the remodel.
It was fine.
Sure.
There was no smell of smoke or anything.
That's good.
It was really.
You mean from the fire?
It was. Yeah. I mean, you. Well, I think that they closed for a while to. You know, the background story for those of you around the country is a crazed patron went in there and was not happy that he had been thrown out for trying to take pictures of the girls up on stage, and he was a lunatic, and he went out and got gas and tried to come back in and set the place on fire.
This almost never happened.
A total lunatic. Stop it. You are going to get in a great deal of trouble.
I'm just trying
maybe
to
not.
It's a good thing he did it before the prices went over $3 a gallon.
It would have
cost a fortune.
It was an interesting conversation piece to say, why don't we go here? I've heard about this place in the news.
I read about it.
Never been myself. No, I have been myself.
Sure,
We go in there, and here's the amazing thing. We could not have been treated better.
Really?
We were treated. You want to talk about the VIP treatment?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, you go in with John Law, you get the VIP treatment, and you're treated very well.
That's good.
And that's my opening statement. I will entertain any questions you may have about the evening, because I certainly will go to Rob Spiewak in the back of the room.
Mike, question one, where did they seat you? I know that from what I've heard,
Rob,
you can sit by the stage.
It's funny that you asked that. They have three stages now.
Yes.
Now, the last time
kidding.
I think we were in there, they might have only had two.
Right.
I think they've done a little expansion.
Well, that's great.
Which allows three separate stages to have them. And and just a lovely assortment of dancers that
talent.
They had in there. Very, very good talent.
That's
great. It was wonderful. And they sat us at the third stage all the way in the back. And, yes, we did happen to have a front row seat right next to a fine table of Korean gentlemen. About 8 or 10 of them.
Were they smoking and drinking scotch?
I don't think you can smoke in a bar in D.C.
Okay.
But they were enjoying some adult beverages.
Sure.
Yes. Any other questions, please?
Wow. Now, this VIP treatment, did it include a VIP room?
No, they don't have that here.
Oh, I see.
They do not have that here. This place is not like places in, say, Florida or California or some of the other bigger places. It's just like a regular bar.
Right.
It just happens to have poles with tables.
At any time, did you hear this song?
It's funny you should mention that, Rob. I believe that might have played.
Really?
That might have played. But you know what? The song that stood out in my mind that played on Saturday night, at least up until the point where I could remember, was the Gypsy Kings. Which I thought was a wonderful choice
for a
stripper. But one thing stood out. Hey, bandolera.
I would not associate that with that environment.
That's what I liked about it. It was a little different.
Seems more like Wolf Trap.
It was a good time.
The Gypsy Kings.
Hello. Hello. Don and Mike, you're on the air.
The VIP treat.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, Mike?
I could not be better now that I know I'm going to live. I'm very, very happy.
Listen, man, I wanted to say that I hope you feel better. And also, I wanted to say yesterday was my lady's birthday, and I took her to your restaurant, and she had an absolutely wonderful time.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
The food was great.
You notice I'm not anxious to hang up on this caller when he does this.
Well, he speaks the truth.
He speaks the wonderful truth. Thank you very much. You didn't take her to Good Guys. No, thank you very much.
That's a no. Do you know who that was?
What?
Lead singer of the Gypsy Kings.
That's right. It was fun to hear, but you don't hear that in a joint like that.
No.
One thing that struck me as far as the entertainment is that
the talent.
Back in the day, many moons ago, when I would go to a place like that, and I haven't been frequently. Now, I know it sounds like I'm contradicting myself when I say, well, I just had a bachelor party. That's
right.
Really the only time I'll go. This was the, you know, a time that I went really with a bunch of guys.
Whose idea was it?
I'm
going to say yours.
Let me think. It might have been a cooperative effort.
Let's say
I think that's good.
Might have been a little cooperative effort. But one of the things that I noticed as far as the talent, in the day, back in the day when I would go, you know, when I was a younger man, it seemed to me that the performers, how shall I say this nicely? Well, there were a lot more hardwood floors than carpeted floors,
right. I understand.
In those places.
And
which,
what do you think?
I have to tell you that quite honestly, maybe it's because I'm a traditionalist. I'm a fan of the, you know, the carpeted floors.
Sure.
I'm not a fan of the hardwood floors.
You had a happy night. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not that I was unhappy about that. Uh-huh. It was just something I observed. I had very little interaction. I was
right.
I was speaking to some of the patrons in there. I was speaking to some of the staff that was in there.
So you're saying
about that?
Because you might know this. I'm somewhat of a famous radio personality.
Right. I do know that.
And you
were
go
you
into
wearing
these
the t-shirt.
Yes.
The Mike O'Mara t-shirt.
No, I was wearing the t-shirt Joe made for me that said "Thank you, everyone." And that seems. That seems to get me a little
you're
attention.
Saying there was less carpeting now than when you used to go.
Well, Buzz, there was just none.
None whatsoever.
I mean, on the vast majority, there was none. And when I did find a carpeted floor, I was I was more intrigued because it was more traditional. You know,
was it more of a shag or a Berber?
The one was might have been a shag.
I recall a line from the Sopranos where the gentleman said, "I went to a strip club the first time in years. It was like the flipping Girl Scouts."
Yeah, and I'm not happy about that.
Yeah,
I don't like that at all.
The modern age, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Alrighty.
How are you?
I think you need to doing good. All right. I think you need to do yourself and all of us a favor. It may be a little bit hard, but man, you really got to stay away from those recalled Chinese toys. That lead will get you.
Everybody wants to still talk about my medical condition. We have a question from Rob Spiewak in the back of the room.
I recall the menu being delightful. Did you enjoy any food at Good Guys?
Funny you should mention that, Rob. We had enjoyed our meal prior to the hockey game.
Oh, I see. And I want people to know that I have not been planted here by the Hillary Clinton campaign to ask these questions.
There was I remember having a steak in one of those places one time.
How was it cooked?
Extra rare. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. I'm here all week.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Hi, who's this?
This is Jeff. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Jeff. What can I do for you?
Well, I've been enjoying your show, and I wanted to make a comment that I got to enjoy a movie you had mentioned recently, and I thought it was great, and it's all thanks to you.
How did you enjoy Caligula?
Taristas. Well,
Taristas. Okay, Taristas. It's all over cable.
Yeah.
Did you like Taristas?
I thought that was cool, man. They're in the underwater caves and stuff. Pretty cool scene.
It's that
there.
Scary movie, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's on cable. I'm not giving anything away. It's these kids that go down to South America. I think it's Brazil. Mm-hmm. And they go to this this obscure little tourist place, and they're having such a good time with all the locals that the bus is going back to leave. And they say, hey, we'll let the bus go, and we'll get back later. And then it turns out all the people that are working in this bar and all the townspeople are in this conspiracy, and they drug them. They give them, like this this date rape drug where they all pass out and they wake up in the morning.
I've always said that about Brazil.
Yeah, it's very, very dangerous.
What cable channel has it?
It's I don't know. It's on
it
one of the
like Hostel, Mike. If you haven't seen Hostel, it's much like Hostel.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. It was a movie about these guys that eventually get dragged into the woods of the Amazon, and they find this secret place. And you have no idea, you know, you think it's going to be one of those average slasher movies.
Right.
And what they're doing with them, I'm blowing the whole movie for everybody.
No, I love it.
They give them Brazilian waxes.
They don't give them, they do worse than that.
Brazil, oh, my gosh. Kick them in the Brazil
What
nuts?
Would you think? They get to this house in the middle of the jungle. Uh-huh. They're all young, attractive, you know, Hollywood type kids. And they're all up there. What do you think happens?
Karaoke.
Wrong.
That's not right.
They cook them and eat them.
No.
I don't know.
You'll never guess what it is.
Wow. Is it naughty?
It's not really naughty. It's horrifying. It's scary.
Dental
and
work?
I don't know if it's based in any way in fact at all.
Well, research,
but that's the part that I thought really surprised me, and that's the part of the movie
I
liked.
A foreign movie?
Yeah. No, it was not a foreign movie. It had, I think, that guy from Las Vegas.
Oh,
that Josh Duhamel?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's in it, so yeah, it's a regular
He's
American
dreamy.
Movie. Are you ready for this?
I am.
Organ harvesting.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's excellent.
That is good,
I'm
too.
There.
Very, very cool.
Profit margin is huge on that.
Don and Mike show. Robert, you're on the Don and Mike show.
Hey, I was wondering if they played the ballet classic Cowboy by Kid Rock.
Cowboy. Did they play? Do you know Cowboy? Do we have Cowboy?
Yeah, we do. Hold on a second.
All right.
The strip club?
Because I'll have to hear it before I know.
You'll know it.
I don't have the Kid Rock collection in my iPod as we discovered last week. I'm more of an Air Supply man, sir. That's really what I
recommended. Every dancer I've seen tends to do a wonderful job while dancing to this song.
All right, I'll remember it if I heard it. Let me see if we have it. Hold on, Rob's getting it right now.
KCBQ.
Cowboy.
Let me see. Hold on.
Cowboy.
Wait for it.
All right. Yeah, it's kind of making me want to take off my clothes.
But I'm going to turn it off.
Just a little bit. No, I don't remember that one. But Turistas, highly recommended. I loved it. It was fantastic.
Check it out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mike and Mayor, stop being too cheap. Give your bartenders more money.
Okay, thank you very much.
That was old school.
That's a hidden voice that they have. So we went to this place, had a perfectly good time, and the nicest part, we had a designated driver.
Good.
So, I mean, all letters of the law were observed, and some of us had imbibed, and some of us hadn't. And
there was drinking there.
There was just a little bit of drinking, and this is where,
as I recall, it's like a juice bar.
It's a very, very fine establishment. Uh-huh. Got on the road to head home, and this is where I respect these guys, because you think, you know, they're straight and narrow all week long.
Sure.
And the best part of the evening was when one of my compatriots decided to moon the subway car. That's what I
on Route 66.
On Route 6. Yeah, Rob, do you want a specific address?
Well, I'm just thinking about the location. That'd be a good place to do it.
We're flying along, and you get to the Route 66 here in D.C. You get to a point where a lot of times the subway is it comes above ground, and it is matching the traffic
about 60 miles an hour
for speed. And imagine my delight when I looked in the back. I was riding shotgun, of course. And I noticed that one of the guys was doing that.
Just like
an 18-year-old. I have a question from Rob Spiewak in the back.
Let's backtrack for a moment. When you go back to the restaurant or the juice bar,
mm-hmm.
was any money distributed in the form of $1 bills?
There might have been.
Really?
There might have been. As a matter of fact, I may have increased the ante on one particular occasion.
Well, good for you.
Just to show that I cared, and just to show that the look that I had been seeing the majority of the dancers demonstrate was not demonstrated by one, and I thought that deserved a little extra money.
I have found in the past many dancers love George Washington, but they really respect Abraham Lincoln.
Well, it just seems to me the hardwood floors now have dominated the art form, and I, for one, would just like to say I'd like to go back to tradition.
Or some variety, maybe.
Yeah, a little variety, but it was really, it was overwhelmingly hardwood floors, and I don't like that look. Don't like that look. I mean, to me, it shows that you're looking at an adult up there, and that's what I want to see. Okay. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a modern age. Things have changed, Mike.
And there was the one actually had kind of a 70s look, kind of that Playboy lady that's standing in front of the fire with the long hair.
Deborah Jo Fondren.
The perfect triangular look.
Now, were you referred to at any time as an ATM?
No, not at all.
Great article in USA Today today about athletes and strippers, and apparently, especially professional athletes, NFL players, are referred to by the dancers as ATMs.
No, I was not really doling it out that well.
Cash.
No, I really wasn't. In fact, really,
did you
because
make it rain?
It was my like Pac-Man.
Yeah.
No, I was actually. They were treating me a little bit because I had treated them to the hockey game.
Oh, that's.
And, I thought you were referring to the strippers.
No, I was not on the stage at any time.
That's a good.
I did not participate in that one little bit. But thank you, Rob Spiewak, in the back of the room. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, I got some stuff I learned when I had a vasectomy I was kind of wanting to pass on to Rob.
Here we go. Now, here's a guy, Rob. This is the guy that wants to brag about his vasectomy.
Should we move on or should we take
No, I want to hear what he has to say. What now, what are you going to tell Rob about the big V? Rob's uncomfortable talking about this.
Well, don't piss the doctor off in the middle of the procedure.
And how would you do that?
By not taking your meds before you go in.
So what happened to you?
He let the anesthetic wear off.
During the operation?
Yes.
I mean, are you being serious?
I'm serious. It's a heart attack.
What meds didn't you take? Bad patient.
The stuff that's supposed to make you relax.
Yeah, well,
Wait a minute. I mean, I thought they give that to you. Don't they give that to you if you're actually going to have the procedure?
It's a prescription. I had to pick it up, you know, before the procedure.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I don't mean to call you dumb, but why didn't you take it?
A retired Marine, 25 years.
Well, that's a very good reason.
Happy birthday from last week.
Because Marines never hurt.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask a similar question?
Rob has this procedure coming up at Christmas time.
Why didn't you take the medication?
I didn't think I needed it.
He's a Marine.
We call it Rob will be hanging his Christmas balls.
That's exactly right.
Are you getting nervous about it at all?
Well, I just feel the same way that I did when we first discussed
it. When is your preliminary meeting with the doctor?
A week from tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll go in and we'll find out all the stuff.
Still haven't given any thought to maybe doing the procedure live on the air?
I've given it lots of thought.
Oh, good. And the answer is still no?
It comes back the same every time.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Mike?
Yes.
Did they play The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald at the club you were at?
What is that?
Superior and Sin. Never again. I would tip a dancer 10 times as much. I'd give her $10 if she would dance to that.
She acted it out.
That would be,
well, for one thing, it's about an 8-minute record.
That would be wonderful.
Be
I like
so
that.
Tired.
Especially when they get to the part about Gitche Gumee.
On the lake that they called Gitche Gumee.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air. Hello.
Senors Mike E. Rob.
Yes, we're in. Say hi to Buzz, too. Buzz is here, too.
Hi.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Good guy is the juice bar. What kind of juice do they serve there?
They serve any kind of juice that you would. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sirree.
Wow, how about that?
You know, we get news during the show and before the show sometimes when we have lovely discussions with our legal department, and we're all just a little more on edge today, aren't we?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air.
That's good juice.
Hello, Mike.
Hello there.
I was just going to ask you if any of the ballet dancers had to remove their burkas prior to dancing.
No, now what does that mean? Why a Middle Eastern reference? I mean, I think that was a rather eclectic group of dancers that we had. I think there was one dancer that might have been from Colombia.
Any from the Orient?
Yes, there were some. In fact, there was a lovely Asian dancer that had a one of those dragon-style tattoos.
That's a shame. I don't much like tattoos.
Well, it was interesting, though, because it was kind of this almost this weird snake barbed wire tattoo that,
right
that
there
wrapped
where you
around.
Hurt.
Yeah, it like right where my ulcer is. It's right about, it starts right where my grapefruit ulcer is.
Right.
And it wrapped around her body, and it was very, very interesting. But, you know, we're getting a lot of calls about your surgery now, Rob. Hello, Trevor.
What a shock.
Trevor, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I was just going to give Rob a little bit of a pointer after the little V surgery.
All right, go ahead. He's here. You can talk to him.
All right, Rob, get you a pack of frozen peas.
I've heard this.
Yeah.
Keep them in the freezer, and then when you get home, when your wife drives you home, because you ain't going to be able to drive coming back from this surgery, when your wife drives you home, go home, get on the couch, ask her to go get that frozen peas and a bottle of beer, and go ahead and just pack those things right around the right around the giblets and just relax. And then whenever get you two packs of peas, because
education.
When the other ones thaw out, you're going to need another pack.
You know, it's interesting because I'd like to know.
If you don't have education, and you can't hardly get a job.
Cletus, I would like to know exactly what is the pain down there, like in the.
Yeah, that is a good point. Where do you feel
it? In the bag area? Is that where it is?
It's actually, it kind of travels, it felt like it traveled up from the bag area.
Into your
so
body.
So like interior, too.
Into the pelvic area,
kind
yeah.
A dull ache, right?
How long is the recovery period?
It took me about 2 weeks, but every now and then I still get a twinge, and I think it might be, you know, how some people lose their arm or whatever, get amputated, and still feel a twinge.
Phantom pain.
All right, thank you.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Judging from your accent, I'm sure you had a very qualified doctor. Where does that person calling from?
I already hung up on him.
Right? Oh, I had another question. Where
Ernest T. Bass, but we, interestingly enough, have another call about a vasectomy.
When he calls back, I'll ask him, how do you know when the peas are done?
The peas are done.
Peas and
when
pants.
It fall off the bone. Hello, Scott. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
Smell peas.
Doing great. All that talk about the meds and stuff—that's just anti-anxiety medicine that they give you if you have if you're worried about having it done. They give you the local anesthetic, like you know, like when you get your teeth done.
See, the local is what kills me. I mean, the local. Are you going to be able to watch? Do you think?
Well, here's a question: have you had it done?
Yes.
So the local anesthetic is virtually like Novocaine, right? And they inject it?
Exactly it.
Does it go, shall we say this? Does it go into the barn or do they put it near the barn?
They put it near the barn.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's not so bad.
Near the barn?
Yeah, like
and
not.
I tell you, and you know what you need like, to buy? You need to buy frozen peas.
Okay, we've been through that.
Frozen peas, yeah. That seems to be, I'm going to get you a whole case of them.
My father had it done in 76, and he said he used peas back then.
Oh, so this is a Spiewak.
Yeah, it's a Spiewak tradition.
A family tradition.
I love peas.
We have so many people that want to talk about your vasectomy, and that means they don't want to talk about me dying, which is great.
He had not the best experience.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, he had another problem with the local, not having kicked in quite enough.
Try to get a regional, if
you can. I will. Perhaps a national.
Can they knock you out in totality?
What they ended up doing is they gave him a general.
I would get put to sleep.
But then you got to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, really? So? What are they going to do it in a cafeteria?
No, they do it in the office.
Oh no, you don't want to do that. Go to a hospital.
After this guy comes highly recommended
just
by my chiropractor.
See, this is why you're going to who recommended the doctor? Your wife, right?
No. This is the one I chose.
He found his own.
Really?
After her recommendation, he found his own.
Okay.
My chiropractor spoke very highly. Okay. Of this
I would go to where they have all the emergency equipment. What if your heart stops on the table?
Well, me, I'm in a perfect health.
Just like we all are. All right, we have a lot more phone calls. Also, when we come back, I want to set something up here for later on in the broadcast today. Buzz, yesterday you had a story about the shape of women.
That's right.
As far as IQ and who's smarter.
Right.
And I've heard about 20 people talking about this today.
Yeah, it's a big story today.
Everybody is talking about the...
Black bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
Has something to do with like waist size to hips, waist to hip, you know, fat thighs to small waist. Look, you know what this comes... They're all dancing around. This comes down to fat women, beautiful, zoftic, full-figured women, and skinny women, as far as I'm concerned. Now, I know you're going to shake your head.
Because there any woman that's built straight up and down, whether she's fat or thin, not as bright.
Well,
as
that's not going to work for our purposes, Buzz.
Well, then let's go with your
Because we've got something. We're going to do a scientific study today on the show.
Girls, you make the rockin' world go round.
Everybody's, I think people are dancing around this whole thing with, hey, ratio.
Fat people love to dance.
Of thighs to waist and all this. This comes down to fat girls and skinny girls.
Agreed.
And I think what we need to do is we need to have our scientific report, and I'd like somebody to come up with a mathematical equation if they can. This is what I want to do today on the show.
Y towards, equals MX plus B.
Towards the end of the show today, we are going to have the, let me see, I wrote it down over here. This is going to be the fat girl, skinny girl IQ test.
Well, that sounds intriguing.
All right, this is what we're going to need. Later on in the broadcast, we're going to need, now don't call now because we're not doing that right now, but later on we are going to have a group of, say, three. Uh-huh. Three zoftic full-figured gals.
Rubenesque ladies.
And then three petite, tiny, you know, little women. Now, and I would assume, Buzz, even if they're straight up and down, you got fat women are going to have fat thighs.
And that's what it's really about, because the fat that you carry in your thighs is better for brain development than the fat that you would carry around your waist.
Well, that's what you say. We're going to figure this out.
We'll find out.
We're going to have a scientific equation. Rob has like 20 pages of IQ tests. We're going to take two groups. We're going to do one segment with the fat girls.
Good.
We're going to treat all of them like the lovely women that they are. And then we're going to get the skinny girls on. We're going to treat them beautifully also.
And after we get the data, then we can make our formula?
We're going to get the data. I would like to say, you know, this has to be done scientifically.
Yes,
we've taken
please.
It all the way up to the fact that we're going to get fat chicks and we're going to get skinny chicks and we're going to ask them the IQ questions. Mm-hmm. Then what I want to do is perhaps get the vital statistics and then, you know, throw some kind of mathematical equation to find out once and for all who's smarter. You know, is it the fat girls with big thighs or is it the skinny women?
I'll write down the vital statistics.
Very good. We'll keep track of it.
It helps us to revisit one of our classic questions we asked. You used to ask it a lot.
Right.
Do you like fat chicks?
Do you like fat? And we all do, right?
Absolutely.
We love fat chicks, but Rob, you've got a bunch of tape for us and we've got more calls about your vasectomy, but keep that in mind. Later on today, tell all your fat girlfriends and your skinny girlfriends.
Have them start heading toward the phone now.
We will definitively figure out who is smarter on today's show, in this studio, on this fine stage.
Winner gets cake.
That's right. Cake for everybody. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okie dokie. You like it?
Like it? I want you to know, my dear, that even though we're sitting down, we're giving you a standing ovation.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm getting a vasectomy.
That's not how the song goes.
It's going to be real sore. He's going to do a lot of things.
All right, we got the tapes from Robbie.
Peas.
Yes, bros and peas, Rob. You got to get that.
Got to.
All right. Well, we're going to talk more about Rob's vasectomy, and then you've got a you've got the tapes of the day, Mr. Spiewak.
Tapes of the day that'll drive you nuts.
Very good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike. How y'all doing?
We're great. Want to mention, Don, unfortunately, his adopted father passed away yesterday. Uh-huh. Don is not here today. Hopefully, he will be back with us tomorrow, and we send our prayers out to him and Jimmy and the whole family. I hope they're doing okay today, because it's got to be
absolutely
a tough day. You know, no matter what the circumstances are, obviously, it's a difficult day for him, and I hope he's doing okay today. Right. What can we do for you, sir?
Yeah, condolences to Don there. To Rob A. Rob A., are you still there about your vasectomy?
No, I'm sorry. Rob has gone home.
He's out buying peas.
This is not another call about frozen peas, is it?
No. I had mine done a couple of years ago, and I wanted to tell
Very
Rob,
proud of you.
Sure.
All right, before you start, can I ask you a question,
please?
Yes, sir.
We've tried to examine the phenomenon.
The psyche, if you will.
Of all these guys that love to talk about their vasectomy. Now, obviously, you're calling a radio show. Lots of people are hearing you. What is the desire? You love to talk about it, don't you?
Actually, no, I don't. Just with a couple of people that I know who had it done.
Right.
And I'd like to give Rob a couple of tips to make his recovery and his experience a little bit more, not enjoyable, but a little less strenuous.
How many tips do you have?
I'm sorry.
Never mind. Just go ahead.
Make sure that you or your wife shave down there before you go, because I was not told to prepare that part.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do that anyway.
Both of you.
Bye.
We seem to have a lot of idiots. Oh, what have I done here? Hold on. Let me hit exit.
No. The nurse told me to.
Yes.
The nurse actually did it for me. Uh-huh. And
now we're talking about some fun.
No. That was a Vic razor with some cold water, and that was it. It's not as erotic as the penthouse letters say it was, so make sure you take care of that beforehand. It was very embarrassing, actually.
Do you shave the mountain or do you shave the yard?
Just where they're going to do the work.
Where they're going to do the work. I've had enough of the shaving. I think the shaving might be kind of fun.
Shave it all.
But not cold water.
Be on the safe side.
The suede bag.
I would like warm water. Yes. I mean, this is if I was you, Rob. I'll never have this procedure done.
Thank God.
Because I plan to be like Senator Fred Thompson.
Good.
Someday. That's another thing I saw yesterday.
He looks good, doesn't he?
Fred Thompson. Hey, but I found one. 24 years older than his wife. Did you know that one?
How about that?
Yeah. And
wife is 60.
They had a profile of him. Was it on the Today Show this morning?
Yeah, he looks horrible.
Fred Thompson, he's coming out and he's talking to his wife, and she's 24 years younger than he is.
And they put David Gregory, that 7-foot-tall monster, to follow him.
Did you hear what he said when he came out? Hey, people of normal height.
Yeah, that's really cute.
But Fred Thompson has a 3-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah.
So he's never gotten a vasectomy,
good
Rob.
For him.
What I love is when he said, how do you feel to be in fourth place? He says, well, everyone but one person's going to be following.
That's right. I think we're going to win the election. Hold on. Let me take a call from my 24 years junior wife. How's the 3-year-old doing? Very good. This is terribly exciting news. I'm on the campaign trail in Iowa, and we're very excited about this.
Did you see how sad he was when he found out that she wasn't coming along?
Yeah. She's his political advisor.
Yeah.
Just like Carl is my food advisor.
Also your political advisor.
That's very exciting. For when I do my big run. Hold on. I'm pressing this the wrong way. Don and Mike Show, you are on the air. What can we do for you? Oh, hello. What's wrong with that phone?
Bad phone.
What?
Hello?
Yeah, Mike. Rob.
Where are you calling from?
On the border of Oklahoma and Kansas, out in the middle of frippin' nowhere.
Can you roll your windows up or something?
They're all the way up, and that's unfortunate.
Well, I'm sorry. We're going to have to say goodbye to you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The insurgents.
Hey there. I want to talk about the Big V.
The Big V, he's right here, and he's handling it very well.
Begin.
What?
The point is, I think the fun part of it was the nurses handling the equipment.
That's the fun part.
See, that's what we're talking about.
That was the fun part, the pre-op stuff. It was fun.
Question about that, though. Isn't there enough nervousness going on that you don't want it to proceed anywhere where you don't want it to go, that it stops being fun?
No, I was just a youngster at 27. I was just having a good old time.
Why did you get a vasectomy at 27?
Same reason you are.
Did the,
I, I only had two kids, and I was done.
Did the nurses come to realize that you were enjoying it?
I'm not sure. Buzz. I was not.
Let That's me put it to you this way. Buzz. He did not roll off the bed.
Yeah. Yeah, Buzz. It was just like a porno movie. Yeah.
Keep going.
I could faintly hear the music.
Rob, I'm Jameson. Sorry. I know we've got tapes to play, but everybody wants to talk about your
the
big
affairs of state must take place over
Mark,
the affairs of state.
You are on the Don and Mike show.
Hello, Mike. My condolences to Don.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob. Oh, and Buzz, sorry to leave you out.
That's
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Rob,
yes,
mine 6 months ago, and I was given a bar of Xanax, Percocet for the pain, and I went golfing the next day.
See,
now that's great.
Isn't that nice to get a call like that? Somebody really cares.
I've not been on a what do you call Xanax? Tranquilizer?
Yeah, Xanax. I had six of them before the show today.
I've not been on a tranquilizer for years.
Oh, they're wonderful. I mean,
and,
they're great.
Percocet right before Christmas? That's better than anything I could hope Santa would
bring. See, that's a good thing. You shouldn't be worried. I will tell you something. We talk about a lot of things on this show, but when we talk about either NASCAR or vasectomies, the phones go absolutely unbelievable.
You can go golfing the next day. You just can't use your putter.
Jason, you're on the Don and Mike show.
I get it.
Hey, Rob, are you going to use this as an excuse now to start banging left and right without the risk of knocking anyone up?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Yes, he's going to have a series of violent affairs.
There's going to be a lot of appearances I'll be doing over the Christmas holiday.
Because, you know, when we go out, when we do an appearance, we should note that Rob is, they can't keep their hands off
swarming
Rob.
Horn dog.
It's just a big fallacy that we got. Excuse me, fallacy.
Uh-huh. And Joe made me a T-shirt, much like the one he made you, except mine just says, I'm safe.
I'm safe, yeah. Hey, it's a fringe benefit, Joe. And these are all vast horror stories now. We have a vast horror story.
Okay.
Go ahead. Joe, you tell us about your terrible situation.
Yeah, Rob. Have you had a chance to meet the doctor yet?
I have.
Okay. Well, when I went for mine, mine done about 4 years ago.
Yes.
The nurse came in anyway. She was hot. She had to shave me. That was awesome. But they cut me on both sides. They did one side. They wanted to do the other side. And when he wanted to cut it, I wasn't numb. I screamed as loud as a little girl, and all he could say was, oh, you feel that?
This is the second story we've heard about a guy that wasn't properly anesthetized.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Baltimore.
Good doctors in Baltimore. Of course.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Tom, tell us your tale. God, the guys want to talk about the vasectomies.
Tom, where are you calling from?
Sykesville.
Where?
Sykesville.
Oh, okay. Sykesville.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I named my nutsack Rupert.
Rupert.
Bye.
Thanks so much. Yes.
That was a horror story?
That was not helpful in any way. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, it's you. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I had my vasectomy done back in the 80s, and they didn't offer us any type of painkillers, so
sure,
I didn't medicate myself.
I'm sure they didn't offer you any anesthetic either.
I ended up smoking a bunch of hash before I went in there, and that was not a good idea.
No, really? Why?
Oh, I was pretty paranoid, especially when they did the shaving part.
All right. Thank you very much. Chris Kiner calling the show today. Thanks so much.
Our program director.
Hello, Tom. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, just a suggestion for Rob, if it's not too late, maybe get the surgeon from Braveheart.
Like the last scene in Braveheart 2. They will never take our freedom.
They will never cut our vasectomy.
Maybe you should like paint your face half blue.
Yeah.
The William Wallace vasectomy.
I won't be painting my face half blue.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
I'm going to need a towel.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
I want to let you know that I used to assist the doctor doing vasectomies when I was in the Navy.
What are you, a fag?
Hey, a Navy vasectomy.
The best kind.
And the worst part of it for you is going to be when they numb you up. Every person's ever had it done says it feels like someone gave them a good kick right down there.
Oh, I love that. That'll be good.
Something to look forward to. And you get those little wings or stripes that they have, too.
How much fun would it be to assist on a vasectomy?
You know, I swear to God, Rob, look at these phone calls, you know. Help out the show.
Go
do
ahead.
That procedure live on the air.
Come go
on.
Ahead.
Can you imagine that one day rating? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Can you imagine it?
Yes, I have to, don't I?
Why don't you come to the doctor's office and mic it for me?
I would love to. I'll come there for moral support if you'd like.
We'd have a nice low stool for Mike. Come sit over here where you can see.
This looks really great.
Mike, you need to use the razor now.
It'll be fun.
Mike's Norelco.
All right, tapes of today. Rob, I see we have Billy Crystal. Why all this Billy Crystal?
Because that was the suck fest on PBS last night. He won the Mark Twain Award.
All right.
I know how you love Billy Crystal.
Yeah, well, that's what he needs is another effing award.
And also, we have not on that disc, but we have in the offing, the questions that they asked the Today Show anchors.
Okay, so let's listen to the Billy Crystal first.
Okay, which one do you want to hear?
Let me see. We got Letterman talks to Robin Williams. Which one's good? Martin Short, Rob Reiner.
I think Martin Short's the place to start.
All right, Martin Short on Billy Crystal. It's a show tune. Cut number three, please.
Okay, here we are.
It's a wonderful night for Crystal.
All right, stop. That's it. All right, I've heard enough of that.
We love you.
You want to play the whole thing, don't you?
No, it's so horrible.
All right, start it again.
All right. Just
Billy Crystal and Martin Short.
It's a wonderful night for Crystal.
I'm going to throw up.
Billy Crystal, we love you.
And he's so typical in how he's doing it. He's doing the one dance he always does.
Yeah, the...
And over-emoting.
Who's that character that
Jackie
he
Jackie Rogers Jr.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. Now,
ladies and gentlemen, the top... five reasons Billy Crystal is being honored here tonight.
Oh, boy. You ate this up, didn't you?
I had a beer.
I had a beer. What did Letterman say? Anything funny with
Actually,
Letterman?
Actually, Letterman might have been the only funny thing they did.
All right, let's see
segment one.
David Letterman, cut number one.
It opens with Dave at the desk and Paul in the guest chair.
All right, very good.
I am Dave Letterman, and I am Paul Schaefer. You know, in all the years we've been doing The Late Show, we've had many, many fantastic guests. But there's one that really stands out, not just for being a dynamic performer, but also for being an outstanding human being. I'm speaking, of course, of...
Billy Crystal.
Oh, wait, now, hold on. What did they do there? What was that?
His mouth keeps moving, but they dub in another voice.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
You're a big fan of...
Billy Crystal.
Oh, please.
Billy Crystal
is my absolute favorite, and it makes perfect sense that
Billy Crystal
is receiving
the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
All right, what does Rob Reiner say? Anything funny from Rob Reiner?
What cut?
Cut number four.
Rob Reiner and Billy Crystal, as you know, love each other very much.
Billy Crystal and I are best friends. We've been best friends for 30 years.
Oh, really?
30 years, we've been doing great stuff together. We did Spinal Tap. We did The Princess Bride. Princess Bride, Miracle Max, and we did a picture called When Harry Met Sally in, 1988. Now, there's everybody knows the famous scene.
Do we have
scene,
the throw-up sound
Sally,
effect yet?
The orgasm scene. Everybody knows the famous line, I'll have what she's having.
All right, that sucks.
He looks good.
Now, Billy Crystal, Joe Torre. What does Joe Torre say? Is that boring as it looks?
It's pretty boring, yeah.
All right, I don't want to hear that one. De Niro, I want to hear what Robert De Niro says to Billy Crystal.
Cut number?
This is cut number six.
Cut number six. Bobby D, actually, I was shocked. He actually was there at the Kennedy Center.
You know, Billy Crystal does not need another award.
No.
He does not. He's got enough ego.
He needs to shut up.
All right, let's hear
Hey,
this.
Billy, Janice, thanks for having me here tonight. It's a great evening. And as many of you know, as you know, I played opposite Billy in Analyze This. People said it was a stretch.
Oh, yes, fantastic.
Comedy, but I don't know. In that scene in Goodfellas where I kicked the guy's head in, I mean, somehow I always found that sort of humorous.
Humorous, yes. Sorry, I don't want to talk more about your vasectomy. Hello, Don and Mike Joe.
It's a wonderful Hello night
there.
For Robbie.
How are you doing, gentlemen?
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Fine.
But I wondered if Rob had considered... Hello?
Yeah, yes, we're here. We're listening to you, yes.
I wonder if Rob had considered having one of the boys removed in honor of the leader.
What are you talking about, sir? I don't understand you.
Der Fuhrer?
Oh, the Fuhrer, yes. There's some of your legions of fans out there. All right, Billy Crystal, I want to hear is it a suck-ass acceptance speech?
It's so pat.
Cut number eight, Billy Crystal, acceptance speech, part one.
You couldn't sound more pleased.
All right.
Well, does this mean I have to retire now? Usually when someone is given an evening like this, right, they're way too dead to say thank you.
Yeah. So he's going right to the Catskills stuff.
Of course.
All right, let me hear more of this to throw up.
So thank you. Over the past 9 years, I've sat at home and watched this show and this parade of comedy legends, and I said, as any comedian would say when it would watch this show, why him? Shut up!
Yeah. All right, hello. Don and Mike Show. We're going between Billy Crystal's acceptance speech and Rob's vasectomy.
That's a great cocktail.
You're on the show. Hello.
Pardon the expression.
So to speak.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor.
Arlie Ermey. Hi, how you doing, Arlie?
What's your name, fat buddy?
It's Rob Spiewak, sir.
That name sounds like royalty. Are you royalty?
Rob, you might as well deal with this.
Yes, I am. I'm Polish royalty.
What's your name, scumbag?
Oh, now he's talking to you.
Mike O'Mara, sir. Mike O'Mara, sir.
Sounds like royalty. Are you royalty?
I'm not royalty, but I'd really like some snacks in the afternoon. Do you have it?
No, no.
Okay. Yeah, I said that I'd like a snack, sir.
Do you think I'm cute, 5 pounds? Do you think I'm funny?
No, sir. No, yes, sir. No, sir. Sir.
Are you shook up? Are you nervous?
No, sir. I am not shook up, sir. No, sir.
How tall are you, pilot?
What?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'11 and a half, sir.
Gotta be believed.
No, sir. Don't say the S word, sir. You make me a little nervous, Harley.
Now.
Yes, very much so.
You are a disgusting fat body.
That's what the doctor said, but your sampler is not good enough, so we're going to take another call. Don and Mike Show, Jerry, you want to talk about Rob's vasectomy, and I just love hearing about it.
I know you do.
I do.
No, this isn't Jerry. This is actually Rob's right testicle.
calling on the phone.
Yeah, and actually, you know, calling from your scrotum. Me and Lefty don't think you should do it, Rob. It's just not a good idea.
Well, you know, his friends agree. Absolutely. All right,
they've
what other
always
tapes?
Been very close.
Let me see. We've got Billy Crystal acceptance speech. But is there anything good in this acceptance speech at all?
You heard what it's going to be like.
What is Ray Romano supports the writers?
He does support the writers. You want to hear his opinion?
Cut number 10. Let's hear that.
He's a good guy.
I'm in the Writers Guild. And I sat with writers every day for 9 years on my show.
Thank you, serious writers.
You know, some of them smell and some of them are drunk, but you can't do it without them.
Why is Jamie Lee Curtis against plastic surgery?
This I don't know, but she's got an opinion.
Cut number 11.
Or 11?
Jamie Lee Curtis against plastic surgery. Don's theory on Jamie Lee Curtis, of course, is that she's got both parts.
Well, or maybe they had it corrected with plastic surgery.
All right, let's see what she has
to say. All these women who have been injected to the point, there are so many big-name actresses now, that waxy forehead. It's just waxy looking. It's bizarre to me. I don't get it. I don't know why they don't look at those pictures and go, oh. People look like freaks. I certainly don't see people looking better.
George Michael.
803. I'm all for plastic surgery.
I think it's all right.
The more nipping. Buzz has had procedure after procedure.
Looks
and
good.
That's why you look the way you do.
That's right. Thank you.
All cosmetic.
When are you going in to have the procedure to actually reattach your belly button?
I like living without it.
Okay, very good.
But I go in about every 3 months.
Speaking of surgery.
Again.
Chad's on the line. Hi, Chad. What can we do for you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
We're wonderful.
Great. I got mine over 10 years ago. Never regretted it.
Oh, bravo, Chad. You know, bravo.
When he gets rid of the controlling wife, he can go bang anything and not have to worry about it.
Chad, let me ask you a question, because we're trying to get to the bottom of this. Why so proud?
Yeah, boy.
Why so excited about talking about it?
The women love it.
Are you serious?
You see the twinkle in their eyes when you tell them you're taking care of them. They don't have to worry about anything.
So that's what it is. I don't buy that.
I don't
buy that for a second.
I want to believe.
You really think that's true?
What other explanation do we have for these guys being so proud?
I think those guys sit on the couch like any other married man.
I agree.
I really do. Jason, you want to talk about vasectomies? Hello.
Yeah, you just got to be careful, because I had mine about 5 years ago, and I asked them about performance.
Yeah.
You should see Rob's
really
face. Wait a minute, Jason. You should see Rob's face right now. Rob is getting worn out by this. Have you changed your mind at all?
No, I'm against the caller. The procedure is fine, but you just feel like you're being rained upon.
Jason,
just be careful.
You've had one. Why so negative?
I don't know if Rob's still getting any at all, but I
well, we can stop there.
No, he's not, sir. When was the last time, Rob? When was the last time you got any?
Of any sort?
Of any sort, Rob.
This weekend.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
He's being serious now.
Yeah.
Rob talks seriously about his sexuality. Well, but it's a fine procedure, right, Jason? You didn't have anything backfire.
Well, I mean, I don't perform quite as well as I used to. I'll put it that way.
Really?
Maybe it's because you're obese.
That's probably it.
Thank you.
He admits it.
All right, let me see. Any more tapes on here? The Judge Judy on middle school birth control, is that anything good?
I like her view on computers.
On computers, that's cut number 13. Judge Judy on no computers.
And not just her, but also Larry. That's what makes this
good. Okay.
I was driving over here tonight with my publicist, Gary Rose, and he's sitting in the front of the car. My husband and I are sitting in the back of the car. And the entire ride over, he's texting somebody, making this god-awful noise.
Hello, I'm Gary Rosen. I'm Judge Judy's publicist.
Would you like some lunch?
Yes, I'd love some lunch right now, Judge Judy.
Where should I go?
Please go to Judge Judy's house.
Not across the street?
Yes, go to Bagel City.
It's like an SOS on his machine. And the words he used were, I couldn't live without this. I couldn't live without my cell phone. I can live without somebody not finding me for 2 hours. I've never turned on a computer. Never. You've never turned on a computer.
No.
Right? And you told me Oprah's never turned on a computer.
Oprah doesn't have a cell phone.
Right. So you see, there are people
Larry.
Who manage to be successful without being able to text.
I still walk
visit.
To school. I don't wear shoes.
I'm bored.
I don't do anything with modern technology. It doesn't hurt.
Do you remember when he had Roseanne on and he kept saying, you just click?
You just click the clicker, right?
That's all you do, right?
I don't have a cell phone. I don't have a computer. I don't have a pacemaker.
Whoa.
I'm fine. No problem. All right, one more. Let me see. We got Monday Night Football. Seattle shuts out San Francisco. Is that anything?
No, it's just the last call of the
game. And then we got Barack Obama. That's no good.
It's Barack Obama.
That's all. And all right, cut number 9. One last little piece of Billy Crystal accepting his fabulous award.
To my girls, Jenny and Lindsay, being your dad has been the most wonderful experience in the world, and making you laugh had always been the ultimate until these two little granddaughters came along. So now I try to make them giggle and laugh and then hand them back so Mom and I can go to an early movie. Shut up!
Thank you, Billy.
He's
right.
Funny, isn't he?
Congratulations, Mark Twain Award. We're really happy.
Hitler only had one.
Right. Rob, I'm sorry. I'm going to go through these very, very quickly.
I know
all
you
right.
are.
Rapid fire. Here we go. We have just a few seconds left. Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Just great. You got something for us?
I do indeed.
Okay.
For Rob.
Yes.
The one suggestion I'd give you, I had mine done 3 years ago.
Thank you very much. We're going to take
that
another
was
call.
A good suggestion.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Vasectomy lines are open. Hello.
I just wanted to agree with the last caller. We love that you men have taken care of that.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Wow,
let's take another. Hello, Donna
Too bad
Mike
she's
Show.
Ugly.
You are. That was a man, Rob. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I just want to say.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell Rob he needs to be careful when he's picking a doctor when he gets this done. I had my doctor ask me if I wanted to be numb down there, and I said yes. He said, num, 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 num.
Okay, hello.
I picked a good doctor. You've seen him in my doctor from the Cannonball Run.
Thank you very much. Very quick. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike. Don's not there.
Yes, thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike Show. The vasectomy line.
Oh,
you're on. Yes, how are you?
The Big V. This is Drunk Fred.
Hello, Drunk Fred.
It's a nickname.
Nickname. I'm sorry. We had 86U. Don and Mike Show. 3 more calls. Vasectomy hotline. You're on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey. Listen, my husband went to have his done, and the agreement was if he went to do it, I had to go with him and watch.
Baby.
So I went to watch.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, when... I don't have a set personally, but when he put the needle in, it made me very squeamish.
Yeah.
And then when he made the incision and pulled the spaghetti stuff out.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Hey.
Another call.
Thanks for calling.
Well, 2 more phone calls. Don and Mike vasectomy
what
hotline.
A bad lady.
You are on the air. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, guys. How are you?
Fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
Quick.
The best thing about having a vasectomy is you can't catch the AIDS.
That's it. Rob, I couldn't say it better myself.
Not even on my spaghetti stuff?
Jeff, you have the last word on Rob's vasectomy, and then we have to line up our fat girls and our skinny girls for our big competition. What do you have for Rob Spiewak?
Final word.
Well, when you go in, make sure, because a couple months after that, you have to go back and get tested to make sure you're still unleaded.
That's true.
And then when they gave me the cup, they said, there's a restroom, fill it to the line, we'll be okay. So... I went in, filled it up to the line, took me a while. I hand it back to the nurse, and the first thing she tells me is, I needed urine.
And that is perfect music for a perfect segment. Rob Spiewak and his vasectomy. Rob, did you get all this information? Did you write it down?
Yes, I've written it all down, and I've rolled it into a cigarette, and I'm going to smoke it.
All right. Blake, cut 17 for me right now, Robbie.
Okay, you got it.
Here we go. Set up our next segment here. Lots of talk around America on news shows, on talk shows. Everybody's talking about this IQ situation between big women and little women. What we are looking for right now, can we give away a prize of some kind for, like, the most successful fat or skinny girl that participate?
How about a cruller?
A free supply of Dunkin' Donuts.
How about $100 cash?
$100 cash for the smartest person, be ye fat or skinny. Mm-hmm. We're going to do this right now. Now, Buzz and I were talking about maybe having the average weight of a woman.
Right.
Right.
And coming up with those numbers and then doing some sort of mathematical equation to figure out whether fat women or skinny women are smarter. That's what we have to do.
So we want fat women first.
If you are a woman of larger carriage, and I want to say fat women, I want to say zoftic.
Yeah.
Voluptuous.
That's right.
They love Rubenesque.
Rubenesque women. We are going to take our skinny women and our fat women.
Rubenesque.
Who do you want to do first? The fat girls or the skinny girls?
Let's do the fat ones first.
We're going to do the fat women first. If you would like to get on the line, to get on the air right now, all you have to do is call us. Give us your vital statistics, and then we will have several questions for you. We will tally them up, and then in our second segment, we'll get the skinny girls on the line. And I think in each category, we'll give you $100 for the smartest fat woman and the smartest skinny woman.
That's right.
And this is a very scientific test. Three women from each category, and we will ask them a series of, I'll say three or four questions.
We have to see how it goes, and they have to get past our screening process.
There are intricate screening process. Call right now, get on the line, and we will be taking the fat girl, skinny girl IQ quiz. Very hard to say. I'm not as smart as some of the fat and skinny girls.
Pick it up, chubby.
Let's go, fat stuff. And get on the line, and we'll find out once and for all. You know, if you got fat thighs, let's see if you really are smarter than the thin girls.
That's what they say.
But if you have, skinny thighs, we'll see. Hey, see if you're smart, too.
Whether or not they're fat, I'm sure they all have great personalities.
We are going to have a lot of fun with this, and we're going to take it extremely seriously.
As always.
Because, you know, we're not just disc jockeys. We're scientists.
We're not kidding you this time.
So, fat girls, skinny girls, get on the line right now. The IQ test is coming up next on the Don and Mike Show.
Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and
this is the Don and Mike Show.
By request.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
Oh,
my God. Becky, look at her butt.
They're not so dumb. They're stupid. Like Don and Mike.
Rap guys, girlfriends. But, you know, who understands those rap guys?
Yeah.
They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts. And I
everybody dance.
You other brothers can't deny.
Hello. I have to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
Your face, you get
several of us are on the verge.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We've struck a chord, Robbie.
Have we indeed?
Welcome back to the Don and Mike Show. It is time for the Fat Girl, Skinny Girl Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're kind of working on this as we go along here.
We're a work in progress.
As Rob is going to town with all the different music that we have here. The way we're going to do this is we're going to go through the lines and we're going to get one thin girl. This is how we decided to do it. I said originally we're going to get 3 of each during each segment.
No.
The way we're going to do this is we're going to, first of all, screen our participants. We don't have time to do it off air, so we're doing this on the air. And then we're going to have a head-to-head, belly-to-belly competition here.
IQ challenge.
I'm going to ask 3 questions of both the fat girl and the thin girl. Or I should say the lovely svelte girl and the Rubenesque girl.
Exactly.
The way this works, we'll get the proper contestants on the line. And, Buzz, you're going to have to be very busy with your pencil.
I'm on it.
Because not only are we going to get yes or no answers to these questions or correct answers to the questions,
we're
going to get vital statistics.
Very good.
That's essential because this, of course, Buzz, you had the story, and the story was basically...
Yeah, we're proud that we were the first to report this yesterday, that women with larger thighs have higher IQs than women with thinner thighs. That's how this all started.
And I decided we'd just make it simple and make it the fat girl, skinny girl challenge.
Right.
So without further ado, because the lines are exploding about this
right
now, let's go to our very first girl. This is line number one. Karen, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Randallstown.
All right, Karen, let me write your name down here. This is Karen. And what are your vital statistics, my dear?
I'm 120, 5'4".
5'4 and 120, that would be thin. Rob thinks, first of all, every caller to the show is fat. I think 120 and 5'4 is rather petite.
How do you feel about yourself?
I feel all right.
You classify yourself how?
I would say thin.
All right.
I wouldn't say skinny. I'd say thin. Right. I definitely have thin thighs.
No, I hit a button by accident.
I think we can. Karen can be a thin keeper.
All right.
For this. All right. Let's put Karen on hold.
Okie doke.
We're going to put Karen on hold, and we're going to go to line number two, and this might be Karen's competitor right here. Hello, Julie.
Yes.
Julie. How are you, Julie?
I'm great.
Where are you calling from, Julie?
Northern California.
All right. Northern California. And we're going to need, Buzz, you're writing down these vital statistics?
I am.
Julie, we're going to need your vital statistics on the Fat Girl, Skinny Girl Challenge.
Okay. I'm 5'8".
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about 170, 180.
170, 180. Buzz, I have to defer to you. Will this be an acceptable? Is she Rubenesque enough to participate?
How are your thighs, baby?
My thighs?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
They're not quite thundering, but they're up there.
I am terribly sorry.
Sorry.
We're going to have to say goodbye to you. Let's move down the line here to Meg. Meg is a wonderful name for this competition. Hello, Meg. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Short term
Hi,
mega.
How are you?
We're wonderful, Meg. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Frederick.
From Frederick, Maryland.
I think we may have tapped into something.
I believe there are a lot of high IQs in Frederick, are there not? Meg?
I'm originally from Montgomery County, so.
Okay, now, Meg, may we, we've got Karen, our thin contestant number one. We're looking for our very first Rubenesque contestant number one. What are your vital statistics?
Okay, I'm 5'6", I'm 180 pounds, and my thighs are together when I walk.
There you go.
I think based on that, we can give her a keeper here,
yeah.
All right?
Shall we hold on to her?
Yeah, let's put her on hold. Okay. We got our first two contestants.
Yes, we do.
We're going to give you three questions, and do we have both Karen and Meg on the line right now? Karen and Meg, are you both there?
I'm here.
All right, Karen, you're here?
Yep.
Meg, you're here?
Yes.
Okay, very good. This is the way it's going to work. Now, you have to be quiet when we ask the thin contestant the first question, Meg, okay?
Just chew with your mouth shut.
In the event that Karen, our thin contestant, her vital statistics again, Buzz?
120 pounds and 5'4".
I get choked up with this, too.
All
right, Karen, we're going to ask you the first question. In the event that you answer incorrectly, Meg will have a chance to steal.
All right.
Meg, you've stolen before, haven't you?
Few plates of food.
There you go. You got the right attitude. All right, Karen, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, stand by for our first question in the Fat Girl, Skinny Girl IQ Challenge.
Question one.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Karen, who published Poor Richard's Almanac?
Who published what?
Who published Poor Richard's Almanac?
Poor Richard's?
Yes, Poor Richard's Almanac. Mm-hmm. Who published that?
Answer, please.
We need it in 5 seconds. Four.
No idea.
Three. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Meg, we will give you a chance to steal. Who published Poor Richard's Almanac?
New Day Publishing?
No, I am terribly sorry. That's Goose Eggs. Inconclusive for the very first question.
You weren't looking for a company?
No, not a company. We were looking for Ben Franklin.
Oh, of course.
Ben, right. Ben Franklin published Poor Richard's Almanac. All right, Karen, are you ready for question number two? Actually, we go to Meg now.
Right.
Meg gets the first question here. Are you ready, Meg?
Yes, I am.
Karen, do not interrupt until it's your chance to steal if she gets it incorrect.
Okay.
All right. Meg,
yep.
What was the Marshall Plan designed to rebuild?
Rebuild what?
Oh, I'm afraid we're going to have some more inconclusive results.
Oh, dear.
She does not have the answer. Karen, the thin contestant, who was the Marshall Plan designed to rebuild?
I feel like it was something to do with economics, but that's all. I don't know.
I am terribly sorry.
Judges?
No.
I'm sorry.
No, we have a goose egg. Inconclusive so far with
Indeed.
Our second question.
It's a wash.
Karen and Meg, this is your final question, and then we will move on to two other thin and fat girls?
This
Karen.
Makes this question very important.
Let's see what happens here, all right? Let me see, all right? This to me should be an easy one.
Okay.
Good.
All right, Karen, we go to you first.
Okay.
Lovely, svelte, thin Karen.
Uh-huh.
Karen?
Yeah?
Who said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall?
That would be Winston Churchill.
I'm terribly sorry, Karen. That is not the correct answer. That means in round number one, Meg, you can take the nod for the fat women all across America if you can answer this question correctly. Meg, who said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall?
Yeah, I didn't hear Karen's answer. Can you tell me Karen's answer?
Karen's answer was incorrect. That's all I can tell you.
Precisely.
Once again, who said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall?
That is a brain teaser.
All right, Marilyn Monroe.
I am terribly sorry. I'm dropping them both, Rob.
Wow.
Let's get rid. Can you do that for me? Get rid of both of these women's buzz. These women's.
Yes.
Yes. Inconclusive in the first round.
Both Karen, our thin contestant, and Meg, our not so thin contestant, both scored zeros all the way around.
It's time to go to round number two.
No one stole the money.
No, no one stole the money, and we're going to see what happens now. Let's go to Carolyn.
Yes.
Carolyn, hi.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
McLean, Virginia.
McLean, Virginia.
Beautiful city.
Very nice, yes. A thin city, to the best of my knowledge,
it's
right?
It's a thin city. Yes.
I believe it's a thin. Can we get your vital statistics, please, Karen?
5'9", 120 pounds.
5'9".
That's real thin.
120. And that sounds good. I think we can accept Carolyn as our thin contestant.
Shall I park her?
Yes, park Karen. All right. Carolyn, rather. Sorry about that. And let me go down the line here. Let's see.
Who do we have?
We've got another Kim, but it doesn't say whether she's thin or thick. We'll try that right now. Hello, Kim, you're on the Don and Mike show. Are you thin or fat?
I am Rubenesque.
You're Rubenesque. Okay.
Lovely.
Where are you calling from, Kim?
Burke, Virginia.
Burke, Virginia.
Fat Burke.
Fat Burke. Can we have your vital statistics, please?
Much like Mike, I do not give out my weight, but I'm 5 feet tall, over 200. Oh,
5 feet tall, that's over right. 200. That is acceptable. We do not need a specific weight. I certainly can relate to that.
Shall we bring our other contestant into the fold?
Let's bring them back. We have Carolyn from McLean, and we have Kim from Burke, Buzz.
You said fold.
Full. And we're going to start this time with our larger woman, Kim. Kim from Burke, here is your next question. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Number one.
In what decade did the Supreme Court rule on Brown versus the Board of Education? We're giving you the whole decade. In what decade did the Supreme Court rule on Brown versus the Board of Education?
60s.
I am terribly sorry. Oh. That is incorrect. We will now give, let me see, who did I go to first there? I got totally lost here. We're going to go back
to the thin one now.
The thin girl.
Carolyn.
The thin girl, Carolyn from McLean. Are you ready?
Yes.
In what decade did the Supreme Court rule on Brown versus the Board of Education?
1950s.
1950s is correct.
That is right. It is.
That is Carolyn, our thin girl, and you have taken the lead.
Well.
Congratulations. And Carolyn, the good news is we stay with you for the next question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What were the first names of the famed aviators, the Wright brothers?
William and Orville.
I am terribly sorry. That is not correct. And that means, Kim from Burke, you will have a chance to steal.
William?
What were the first names of the famed aviators, the Wright brothers?
Orville and Wilbur.
Wilbur, yes, is correct.
That is right.
Hey.
That's right. It's going well. This is wonderful. Congratulations. We have a horse race.
We do.
I should point out that Mr. Burbank will be tabulating the results of our competition.
Carolyn for the thin team and Kim from the not-so-thin team both tied at one correct answer out of three.
All right, very good. Now we're going to stay with Kim with our next question. That's right, right? We're doing it correctly, Rob?
Exactly. Yes, sure.
Rob is the rules meister. All right, are you ready, Kim?
Ready.
All right, Kim. In what year did the USA first land a man on the moon?
1969.
That is correct.
That is excellent work.
Congratulations. You have stolen the second question. Now it's time in this round for your last question, and we will go to Carolyn once again. Are you ready, Carolyn?
Yes.
All right, Carolyn, here is your question. Who is on the U.S. $10 bill?
Oh, goodness.
This is Carolyn who's answering right now. The thin girl.
Is that your purse?
What sound is that? Is that the larger woman making that sound? Kim?
Is it your food processor?
There. You're not baking right now, are you? Carolyn, I have to ask the question again. Who is on the U.S. $10 bill?
Answer, God, is it? Oh, I don't remember. Is it Lincoln?
No, I'm sorry. Lincoln is incorrect. We go to Kim. Kim, your chance to steal. If you can tell us who is on the U.S. $10 bill.
Jefferson
is incorrect. Did I give them both three questions, or was that the
second
question?
That was fine. You're done with this round.
All right, this round is concluded. Buzz, we need the total so far in round number one.
This supports the theory. Kim, representing the not-so-thin, got two correct answers. Carolyn, representing the thin, only got one. So Kim wins the round.
Now, with our two contestants, our sets of contestants right now, what is the total for fat women versus thin women?
Well, the heavier women lead, thanks to Kim.
Really?
That's it?
Okay, how many correct answers for the fat women?
Altogether, we got...
Buzz has got a lot of stats in front of him right now.
Two out of five for the heavier women, and only one out of five for the thin women.
Oh, so we've only asked five questions. That means we have to ask one more question because they're rounds of three.
Okay, we can go one more.
All right, we're going to go back to Carolyn. Are you ready, Carolyn? Do I go to you next?
I don't...
That'll be fine.
All right, we're going to go to Carolyn next. Here's your next question. In slang, how much money... is 6 bits. Very tough. I couldn't get this one.
Piece of cake.
Carolyn.
You'll pardon the expression.
In slang, Carolyn is our thin girl. How much money is 6 bits?
Oh, God.
I know. It's tough.
Yeah, this one I'm...
But you have to understand, Carolyn, we're determining the IQ of fat and thin women all over America.
Damn it.
You have 2 seconds.
Damn it.
One.
$600?
I am terribly sorry.
No.
$600 is incorrect. Now the question goes over to you, Kim. Kim, representing the Zoftic women of America, in slang, how much money is 6 bits?
$3.
$3 is incorrect. The correct answer, 75 cents. I am terribly sorry. And that really changes nothing, doesn't it?
Not a thing.
So the fat girls so far have taken the lead in round number one.
Uh-huh.
We are going to get more calls because we have a lot of people waiting. Now we have Debbie. I have to deal with Debbie before we go to break here. Hold on just a second.
Debbie.
Debbie, hello. You're on the Don and Mike show.
Debbie?
Let me get Debbie. Hold on a second. Debbie, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Debbie, it says here you're a tweener. I'm not sure we can accept that.
Well, I don't consider myself thin.
Uh-huh. Oh, you don't consider yourself thin.
But you do consider yourself, right, a lot. You're self-important, and when you're looking for one extreme or the other.
Calm down, Rob. We're trying to nurture these contestants today.
This is not the time for her to call.
Debbie, I am terribly sorry, but tweeners, one of the reasons you participate in this competition is to proudly represent your genre of women, fat or thin.
Pick a side.
Maybe the tweeners are the smartest.
I'm terribly sorry. So long, Debbie. Thank you very much. We will come back with round number two.
Self-important tweener.
Rob, calm down. So far, Buzz, the fat girls have a slight edge.
They sure do. 2-1 over the thin.
When we come back, we are going to have round two of the Fat Girl Skinny Girl Challenge, the IQ Challenge, and we will see if the thin women can come on strong here. But so far, the fat women are doing very well.
Scientists know what they're doing.
And we will have the equations that will be worked very intricately with Buzz's weight and height and correct answers and all of that, and have the definitive word in the next break on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
The Don and Mike Show.
They love fully and completely Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And we like women of all kinds.
That's right.
All women.
Be ye thin, be ye zoftic. It doesn't really matter. And I want to thank all the wonderful women that are burning the phones up participating in this today, because this is something I decided on at the very last minute.
Yes.
It's something we're honing and we're refining. Buzz is working on his statistics right now, busily in the next room, as we're trying to get the accurate portrayal of just which type of woman is smarter in the United States of America.
If you hear a sound in your radio, there's nothing wrong with your radio. It's the crunching of numbers.
It's crunching of numbers. It is not chips. It is none of that. We are right now probably fat women taking a slight lead.
Oh, clearly. Okay. 2-1.
Now, the way we're going to do this is we're going to go through our second round right now, and then coming up after that, we're going to have a very exclusive
lightning round.
Yay.
A what?
A lightning round.
It's time for a lightning round.
Not yet.
Now, let me explain how this. We've got a full slate of women who are dying to participate in this right now. But when we go to the lightning round, even if it's a lead or what have you, we're going to put a little extra weight on it.
So to speak.
Right. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah. And what we're going to do is we're going to find the fattest and the thinnest woman we can have, and we're going to have a lightning round
like
with them.
Gilbert Grape Fat?
Gilbert Grape Fat. If we, I mean, I'm talking, I'd like to see 400 plus.
Mrs. Grape versus olive oil.
And, you know, I don't want to encourage any bad behavior or any eating disorder problems at all, but, well you know, we're trying to do a scientific survey.
Probably
here.
Too late for this contest anyway.
If we could, we're looking for an extremely emaciated woman. Now, I see we've got a lot of fat women and a lot of thin women here, and we're going to jump right in with round two of the Fat Girl Skinny Girl IQ Challenge. Let's get right to it. Without further ado, let's say hi to Jamie.
Hi.
Jamie, how are you?
I'm great.
Jamie, where are you calling from?
Wichita.
All right, Wichita. There's some thin women and fat women in Wichita, right?
Of course there.
What do you think the average is? You're from that area, Buzz.
Well, I'm going to say 130.
130.
Uh-huh.
Jamie is 5'5 and 137.
Hey.
Judges, we need a ruling on that, I'm afraid.
Sounds like a tweener to me.
I have to ask you a question. You sound like a tweener, Jamie.
I'm very athletic, so I have larger than average thighs, probably.
You have larger than average thighs, but see
will you entertain a question?
Yes, Rob has a question for you.
When you wear corduroys, when you walk, do you make a noise?
When I have worn them, yes, they do.
I'm terribly sorry, Jamie. We cannot accept you as a thin. It's a very cruel competition that we have here. But
life
we have
is cruel, and we're not here to make friends.
We do. We do have standards. Let's go to Jiffy. Hello, Jiffy.
Wow.
Hi, Jiffy.
Hi.
Jiffy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bmore.
Now, Jiffy, when I saw that name, I would have thought you'd be in the Rubenesque quality.
Me
but,
too.
No, it says here you are 5'5 and 105 pounds.
Yeah, I was almost 105 at my last week's doctor's appointment. Oh, so man.
String bean.
All right. Do your bones stick out at all, Jiffy?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Cool. Fantastic. You, round, will be representing the thin women.
I'm proud.
All right, put her on hold. We've got to her on line number one, two,
the
three.
The Jiffy.
Line number four, Jiffy. And
the
now
Jiffster.
Let's go to Nancy.
Hi.
Nancy, are you there?
I'm here.
Nancy, where are you calling from?
Vermont.
Oh, Vermont. Oh. The wonderful green state of Vermont. How's everything up there?
Very good.
Isn't that where Ben and Jerry's is?
Yes, it is.
Ah, they use real, really good dairy products up there, don't they?
Yep.
Nancy says here you're 5'7 and 200 plus. Would you care to share with our listeners the exact number?
No.
Okay. Can I ask a question of you, Nancy?
Yes.
Because we've got a wonderfully thin girl, Jiffy, 105 pounds, 5'5. Can I just say, would you be north or south of 225?
South, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Barely south or really south?
Barely
south. Yeah. Very good.
Virginia is south of the district.
Nancy, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but you're representing fat women all across America as you take on Jiffy. Are you ready?
I shall do it.
All right, we're going to use Nancy and Jiffy on this. We got them on the line, Rob.
The contestants are there for you, Quizmaster.
All right, very good. Jiffy and Nancy, we're going to start with you, Jiffy. We've got three questions for you ladies, and we're going to see how it goes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jiffy, stand by. Here is your first question. Jiffy.
You like the name, don't you?
I do. On which layer of the earth do humans live? Yum.
Which layer? I know this.
Sounds like it.
5 seconds.
It's the crust? I know.
The
crust
is correct. Congratulations, Jiffy. You've represented thin women. That's a big win for the thin women, isn't it?
Indeed.
I am proud.
Bet the Vermont lady would have gotten the crust.
The crust, whenever she gets the chance. All right, and now we're going to mathematics, and this is for Nancy. Nancy, we're entering the world of mathematics. Are you good at math?
Not particularly, but I'm ready to give it a go.
Well, this is a pretty easy question, I think, and we'll see how you do in the second round of questions.
Are you better at addition or subtraction?
Just have a little fun there, Nancy.
That's all fun.
All right, here you go. Nancy, what is 1,285 rounded to the nearest 100?
1,300.
Hold on, excuse me, Jiffy?
Just Nancy.
Jiffy, this is just for Nancy, okay? I'll ask it again, Nancy. What is 1,285 rounded to the nearest 100?
1,300.
1,300 is correct. So far, it is a tie game. Congratulations. Right. All right. Now, Nancy, you still have control of the board. We're going to ask you the next question. Are you ready?
Sure.
See if you can uphold the great tradition that was established in the first round of the Zoftick women. What instrument is used to measure air pressure?
Barometer.
Hey, excuse me, Jiffy.
Barometer.
Jiffy, we're going to disqualify if you jump in again. This is Don't be piggy. This is Nancy's question. Once again, I will ask you, what instrument is used to measure air pressure?
Would that be a barometer?
A barometer is correct. Congratulations.
Right.
Very good. Let me line that question out here. Buzz, I have no idea where I am in this competition, but I know I have to ask another question. Uh-huh. And it's Jiffy's turn. Are you ready, Jiffy?
I'm ready.
Jiffy, here's a history question.
Okay.
Who was the first president, Jiffy, to win the election despite losing the popular vote?
Polk
is incorrect.
Oh.
Nancy, we will give you a chance to steal. Tell us, please, the first president to win the election despite losing the popular vote.
Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland is not correct. The correct answer, John Quincy Adams. Buzz, where do we stand right now?
Right now, the not-so-thin girls lead 4-2.
4-2. Are you ready for your next questions, ladies?
Yes.
All right, we go to Jiffy.
The fat lady on this one.
Oh, the fat lady. Rob, please, refer to her by her proper name.
All right, Meg.
It's Nancy.
Nancy, I'm sorry.
Nancy, are you ready?
I don't have it in front of me.
Nancy, we go back to the world of mathematics for your IQ test. Are you ready?
Sure.
What, Nancy, is the median in the following set of numbers? The numbers are 17, 4, 6, 13, and 9. I have no idea. Rob, do you think you know?
Of course. I wrote the questions.
Yes, smug.
Can Rob, you run through the numbers really quickly again?
Absolutely. Here we go, Nancy. Are you ready? 17, 4, 6, 13, and 9. What is the median in the following set of numbers?
Would that be 9?
9 is correct. Nice. Very job. Good. Nancy, a wonderful step for the Zoftick women. Congratulations. And now we move on to our next question for Jiffy. And, Buzz, you're just going to have to tell me when we've got it all equaled out here so we can do this.
All right, I will. And this should be our last question here.
This is going to be our last question. All right, here we go. All right. What war hero was asked to run for president by both the Democrats and the GOP? Jiffy.
Nick.
I'm sorry, you have 3 seconds.
M.C. Nick.
I'm terribly sorry, Jiffy. You did not answer in a timely fashion.
It wasn't President Mick.
It was not President Nick. Nancy, it is your opportunity to steal right now. What war hero was asked to run for president by both the Democrats and the GOP?
I'm afraid I don't have any idea.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Goose eggs for both of you. The correct answer... What? No, Jiffy. Jiffy, you're very energetic because you're 5'5 and 105 pounds.
Right.
We have to tell both of you it was Dwight David Eisenhower.
Ah, yes.
But that's good news. Since neither one of you answered correctly, we will go to another set of questions. Are you ready?
It's time for a lightning round.
No,
that is in the next round.
Okay,
we're going to
I'm
have
sorry.
That. That's when we find the fattest and the skinniest.
I get so excited.
Rob is very excited during this game. We're set for another set of questions. Are you ready? Do I go to the... Fat Nancy or Skinny Jiffy?
Thinny, Skinny Jiffy. The one that's but a wave.
All right, Jiffy, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, another math question, Jiffy.
Uh-oh.
Haven't done that well on these math questions. Well, you got the 1,300, didn't you?
No, that was her.
Oh, that was Fat Nancy. I'm sorry, I'm not going to call you Fat Nancy. Nancy, we're just having fun here. You understand,
that was
right?
Her old nickname for the Fabulous Sports Bay.
All right, Fat Nancy.
Fat Nancy.
Nancy, are you ready?
Yes.
If a triangle... has a 50-degree angle and a 70-degree angle, what is the third angle for Nancy? 5'7", 200+. Nancy, now stop that. That's not acceptable.
60.
Pardon me?
60 degrees.
60 is correct.
That is right.
Very good.
Here we go.
Wonderful. And now we're going to give Jiffy a chance.
A lot of pie is served in the shape of a triangle.
All right, I'm going through all these questions here. Let me find a real good one for Jiffy here. Not too hard, not too difficult.
Right in the middle for athletic Jiffy.
All right, athletic. Are you athletic, Jiffy?
Oh, yeah.
What are your eating habits, Jiffy?
Yogurt, granola, nuts, berries, that type of thing.
Can I ask each contestant a question?
Yes, go ahead, Rob.
Jiffy?
Yep.
What's your favorite dessert?
Probably.
Fruit?
It would probably be something. Gosh, dessert?
This isn't the quiz, Jiffy. Yeah, just give us an answer, for God's sake.
Foreign to her.
You're paneling.
Banana.
Isn't that wonderful?
Nancy,
what's your favorite dessert, darling?
Ben and Jerry's.
Baby!
Thank you for telling the truth.
All right, very good. Now, here's another history question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jiffy, this question is for you.
Yep.
Who were the first people who lived in Virginia? Slaves, Scotch, the Irish, and wait a minute. Wait, Rob, I'm confused by this.
It's a multiple guess.
Oh, it is? All right. Who were the first people who lived in Virginia? Slaves, Scotch, Irish, and Germans, English settlers, or American Indians? All right. The question again is, who were the first people who lived in Virginia? The slaves, the Scotch, Irish, and Germans, the English settlers, or the American Indians? Did I get this? I'm totally confused.
Virginia?
Yeah, you read it right.
The state of Virginia.
In the state of Virginia.
In the state of Virginia.
The toss up. I'm going to say English settlers.
English settlers is incorrect.
I'm
Nancy,
so sorry.
We give you the chance to steal, and I believe if she's able to steal, this will be a clear win in this round for the Zoftic Rubenesque Fat Women of America. Here you go. Who were the first people who lived in Virginia? The slaves, the Scotch, Irish, and Germans, the English settlers, or the American Indians?
I'm going to go with the Scotch, Irish, and German.
I am terribly sorry. That is incorrect. But the good news is that means we get to ask you both one more question.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, I'm having fun here.
Is it a lightning round yet?
It's not a lightning round. We're going to do that coming up because, okay. Rob, we're going to have to clear the lines.
I understand.
And this, incidentally, if you're thinking you can't play, ladies, we're looking now for the fattest woman we can get and the skinniest woman we can get when we play the lightning round in the next segment. All right? Let me take a breath.
Sounded like a little like Arnold there.
Ah, I'm a big man, Rob. I'm trying to get my breath here. All right, this question goes to Jiffy, I believe, correct?
Let's do that.
We're going to go to Jiffy.
No, actually, you start with Nancy.
Start with Nancy again. Yeah. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for looking out for the Rubenesque Women of America.
I love Fat Nancy.
All right. Boy, these are tough questions, Rob.
Well, as the game progresses, the questions increase in difficulty.
All right, these are multiple choice questions right here. Are you ready, Nancy?
Okay.
The antibiotic penicillin is made from a group of blank. Are they, how do you say that? Diatoms?
Diatoms.
Diatoms, protozoans, plankton, or molds?
Mold.
Mold, without any hesitation, that is correct. Fantastic job, and that is the end of this round. Mr. Burbank is shaking his head. Do I have to ask one more question?
One more for Flippy. What's
for Jiffy. Zippy, the pinhead. No, Zippy is doing very well. Jiffy,
yes,
all right, we're going to ask you one more question, all right? Nancy will have a chance to steal, but Jiffy, you can maybe try to even things up if you get this correct, all right?
I will.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I get a good question here. Hold on a second. All right. This is easy. This
represents skinny people everywhere.
I've got a softball for you. You ready, Jiffy?
I'm ready.
I bet she plays softball.
Quite simply, Jiffy, name Christopher Columbus's three ships.
Three. That's not a softball.
It is to me. Once again, name Christopher Columbus's three ships. Now, if you don't answer this question, Nancy will have a chance to seriously wipe the floor with the skinny women of America. Name Christopher Columbus's three ships, Jiffy. We have 5 seconds.
I'm drawing a blank. Mayflower? No.
I'm terribly sorry, Jiffy. That is incorrect. We will give the question now to Nancy. Nancy, this will be an overwhelming victory in round two for the larger women of America. If you can tell us, Christopher Columbus's three ships.
Would that be the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria?
An unbelievable victory in the second round for the fat women of America. But I've got great news for both skinny women and fat women. It's not over yet. Buzz, in the second round, where do we stand? In fact, in everything, where do we stand? I know you got papers all over the place.
In the round just finished, our highest scoring round between Nancy for the not-so-thin and Jiffy for the thin. Nancy beat Jiffy 6-1.
Wow.
6-1. Highest
scoring
round so far.
Unbelievable.
Overall, heavy women versus thin women, the score is 8-2.
Now, you might say we were done with this, but we're really not quite
done. Mike, I think we're done.
Rob, play that sound effect because
it's time for a lightning round.
All right. We're going to clear out some of these fat women, some of these thin women. We are looking now.
Do we want to hold on to Fat Nancy?
Fat Nancy is 200-plus, but she's had her chance,
she's
Rob.
Her chance.
Well, thanks for playing.
Nancy, thank you. Thank you very much. Congratulations. And, you know, we will put her on hold, Rob, because I think we'll have prizes for, for Nancy for having the best. We'll give her $100 for that.
We should.
Yeah. Jiffy, thank you very much. We appreciate that. And now, we're going to clear the lines out. This is going to give the fattest women and the thinnest women. I'm talking about if you think you're floating around 150 and you think you're heavy, no, that doesn't count.
No tweeners need apply.
No tweeners. We are looking for rail thin. Now, a person like Jiffy, who's 5'5 and 105, would be accepted in the thin category, but we're looking for the biggest woman we can possibly get.
So bring it on.
Bring it on, ladies. Bring it on, skin ladies. We will have a very, very quick lightning round when we come back. We will ask each woman, the fat woman and the skinny woman,
30 questions.
300 questions.
Uh-huh.
We will have three questions in very short order for both the fat woman and the skinny woman, and we will determine once and for all, because right now I think it's an overwhelming victory for the big women.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give the skinny women some hope in America
a
right now.
A chance to recover.
It is going to be, what is it, Rob?
I'm sorry? Oh, it's a...
It's time for a lightning round.
A lightning round coming as we continue with the Fat Girl, Skinny Girl IQ Challenge on the Don and Mike Show. Stay tuned.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I know I need to lose weight. You know, I know, dummy.
The Don and Mike Show.
No one gets out of here alive. The Don and Mike Show.
Do want to mention, hopefully we'll have Don back here tomorrow. He is down south right now dealing with the death of his adopted father. He is not here today. We do wish him the very best. Send our prayers out to Don. He will be back on the show tomorrow.
And Brother Jim.
And Brother Jim and the whole family there. We do wish them our very, very best. I think anybody that's listened to the show for any length of time knows the situation there. Not an easy one by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
So he's down there taking care of his family obligations, and we do wish him well. And also, the website, what is it? We call it FireJoeGibbsNow.com.
That's it.
Joey, is it FireJoeGibbsNow.com?
It is.
Then let's go with that. Thank you, Joe.
There goes Joe. Joe, did you say that we have some percentages as far as Joe Gibbs and how many people are voting on that website right now? Joe?
He did say.
Is Joe in the bathroom?
I don't
is
see
Joe
him
back
so
in his control?
Back,
I can Rob, tell you. Rob, would you go out and see if Joe is in the bathroom?
Yeah, well, give me a moment, won't
right.
you?
Yeah, please.
As of about 8 minutes ago, 54% of the people voting believe we should fire Joe Gibbs now.
Is the bathroom door closed?
The bathroom door is open. He's not in it.
There's also a link to it on donandmikewebsite.com.
Okay.
I think it was hovering somewhere around 55% saying cut him loose.
Yeah. All right, so we do have that. You can link that from donandmikewebsite.com.
Let me turn off this mic.
Yes, we can hear that humming in the background. You know what that is? That's the humming of a working brain.
Beehive of activity?
In my humble opinion, that's exactly what it is. So
I understand.
The Fire Gibbs Now website is up and running, and you said it's about split right now.
54% favor firing him, and there's a link to it on Don and Mike website.
So go to that website. We'll have more on that tomorrow and tomorrow's show. And now, without question, it is time for what is that round we're going to play right now?
It's time for a lightning round.
That sounded faster than we did getting the sound effect on the air, but we have two finalists. The way we're going to do this is we're going to have the thin girl and the fat girl. Now, we didn't get the mother load here. We were looking for a 400-pound plus woman.
It's dinner time.
Didn't work well at all. But we have our thin girl first. We have Jaina. Is that your name?
Yep, that's my name.
Jaina, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia, and says here you are very thin, 5'8 and 87 pounds. Is that right?
Well, 5'8 and 125.
I'm
but I used
kidding.
To be over three, I used to be over 300 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
And proudly
Thank
representing
you.
The thin women today. The way this lightning round works, we're going to give you 30 seconds on the clock, Jaina.
Okay.
We're going to ask you five very quick questions. You can take as much time as you want, but you only have 30 seconds for all five. So you want to answer these questions as quickly as possible and represent the thin women across America. It's a very tough haul already because I think the statistics are leaning heavily, pardon the pun, to the fat
uh-huh.
women. So we're going to do this 30 seconds. Rob, put 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
We're going to ask Jaina five quick questions. Answer them as fast as you can. If you don't know it, move on to the next one. Are you ready, Jaina?
Yep.
All right, 30 seconds. Here we go. How many years are 4 score and 7?
4 score and 7, 107.
Who is the primary author of the Declaration of Independence?
John Hancock.
That is your second incorrect answer.
Thank you, Mike.
Who is the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence?
James Adams.
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. What famous American invented bifocal glasses?
I have no clue.
Last time.
That is your 30 seconds. We didn't get to the last question, right, which was what was the name of Theodore Roosevelt's cavalry unit? That's the Rough Riders. I'm sorry.
That I knew.
Those are.
I'm trying to get the one I know.
Oh, well, we didn't get any correct answers there, Jaina. I'm terribly sorry, but hold on. We will have a box of muffins for you, okay?
Well, thank you so much. Right,
luckily, that's easy to score.
She's thin
right,
now.
Let me put her on hold here. Let's go to our large woman right now. Let's please welcome on the Don and Mike Show, Julie. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Mike.
Julie, it says here you are 5'4" and 800 pounds. Is that correct?
No, I weigh more than 300. Oh. I have about 400
plus. That's great.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
You're going to kick ass here, Julie.
So to speak, Buzz. 300-plus pounds. Julie, you are going to represent fat women all over America. I got news for you. I believe, Buzz, she's already playing on a winning team, right?
She sure is.
I'm going to ask you five questions in 30 seconds. Answer them as fast as you can, and we'll see how you do, and we will add it to the total, and then give Buzz a little bit of time to calculate the results, and then let everybody know who is the champion and what the stats are for the Fat Girl, Thin Girl quiz. Are you ready?
I'm also from Sacramento, so.
You're also from Sacramento. We will not hold that against you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, very good. Julie, get ready. Here come your five questions. Start the clock, Rob.
I'm ready when you begin reading.
What is northernmost? What is the northernmost of the 50 states? Go.
Alaska.
That is correct. What are the three branches of government?
Federal. That's the only one I know.
That is incorrect. How many U.S. senators are there?
100.
100 is correct. How many representatives in the United States House?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect, of course. What landmark Supreme Court case established judicial review?
Don't know.
I'm sorry, right. Those are your five questions. How many right did she get?
She got two.
Two right. Very good. Congratulations, Julie. Two is great. House of Representatives in the United States House, 435. 100 U.S. Senators. The three branches of government, executive, judicial, and legislative, northernmost of the 50 states. She had that one, Alaska. And landmark Supreme Court case established judicial review.
What was that?
Marbury versus Madison. I don't know anybody that would have gotten that except
for Rob.
Who like, look at him
I
grinning.
Said nothing.
Who likes to say that he wrote the question.
Marbury versus Madison, and I can still father kids.
All right, hold on a second, will you, Julie?
For now.
All right, very nice. Julie from Sacramento, very nice job. Now, Buzz, have you had time with intricate formulas with weight and height and all of these calculations to give us some sort of indication where the fat women and thin women of America stand in this contest?
In the news, a report that indicates that heavier women have a higher IQ than thinner women. Our experiment today bore that out tremendously.
Wow.
We had 10 correct answers from the heavier women, only 2 correct answers from all of the thin women.
Let's give the fat women of America a big round of applause.
Our conclusion, heavier women are 80% smarter than thin women.
Incredible.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
80%. It's an overwhelming victory for the fat women of America.
Cha-ching.
I cannot believe it.
For you thin women, that's a big margin.
Now, look, we can do this again sometime. Buzz and I were talking outside. You know, this doesn't always have to be IQ. It can be talent. It can be essay contest.
I have
singing,
a theory.
Hot dog eating contest.
That heavier women are more talented than thin women. Someday we may be able to prove that.
Buzz is just trying to get laid, isn't he?
I believe so.
Well, we want to thank all the women that participated. We were kind of winging it as we went along. Just came up with the idea this morning. But thanks to everybody that participated. And we'll find whoever that woman was that had the most correct answers. She will get $100. Is
we
that
already
correct?
Gave $100. Yeah, and I believe our current contestant, who's the chubby that won the last round?
Rob, the chubby was Julie. 300 plus pounds.
Let's give her $100 as well.
$100, that buys a lot of supplies, doesn't it, Rob?
It does.
We want to thank all the ladies that did this. It was a lot of fun today, and who knows when we'll do it again soon.
You know what it'll buy a lot of?
What?
100-calorie snack packs.
Just like the ones I do.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, Buzzy, what do you got for us? Anything exciting tonight?
Quite a lot this evening.
Quite a lot.
Shall we begin now?
No, we're going to start later, Buzz, because, right. Buzz, you're coming up with the news right after this on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank Buzz.
It's all about the buzz.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Rich with the aroma of love, the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back, and we are talking about the Fire Joe Gibbs Now website, which is up and running thanks to the good work of Joe Artinger and... people are going crazy on this thing.
Well,
it's about
are.
50-50 right now, but it's an opportunity to go in and vote whether you think old Joe should stay at the helm of the Redskins. And you can also leave a note, an email, and give us your thoughts. Joe says that we've got some people that are just saying yes or no and right. other people that are venting a lot of frustration.
Oh, yeah. Very upset. Emotions running high.
We're going to keep that open. We link it to you from our DonandMikeWebsite.com, and you can go there and vote and see what you think. And also, they're playing Dallas this weekend, so probably a lot more opinions after that.
I just heard on the TV that the Skins are considered underdogs for this weekend's game. Where do they get this stuff?
I don't know. Hocus pocus, Buzz.
That's Buzz with a sports joke there. Isn't that good?
The Gags Gang, hard at work.
Ah, we're working hard today. My brain hurts after that quiz.
It should.
I don't know how many questions I read that Rob Spiewak wrote, but I have a thumping in my brain like you would not believe.
That'll do it.
And, my health is not that good to start with.
I don't know. I think you look great.
Thanks so much, Rob. Right back at you.
You're lying.
All right, Buzz, what do you got for us?
Suspended football player Adam Pac-Man Jones has reached a plea deal in his Las Vegas shooting case.
I know that, dude.
According to his lawyer, Jones will plead no contest to a count of conspiracy to commit disorderly conduct. Now, in return, the Tennessee Titans quarterback gets a one-year suspended jail sentence.
Cornerback, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
He'll testify in hearings connected with the February shooting at the Minx Gentlemen's Club.
Mm-hmm.
He'll also get 200 hours of community service.
I let it rain when I was a good guy's the other night.
Did you really?
Just walked in, threw 20s right up in the air. Let it rain.
There's Pac-Man now.
Pac-Man Jones.
On his way to drug testing and anger management classes as well. Police originally charged Jones with 2 counts of felony coercion for the February brawl outside the adult club. Fight led to a shooting that wounded 3 people. One of the victims, 44-year-old bouncer, paralyzed from the waist down. Mr. Jones remains on a year's suspension from the NFL.
And I do not believe he's going to be coming back, even though he's petitioning the NFL with the Players Association to come back. I don't think there's any chance in hell this guy plays this year.
He and Vic can start a league.
That'd be a good league. I'd watch that.
I would, too.
The plastic surgeon who operated on Kanye West's mom before she died has a checkered past, as it turns out. TMZ.com says Dr. Jan Adams has been sued by at least 4 women who said he botched their procedures.
Who did your procedure?
Charlie. He did.
I'm going to do it for you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Who did your plastic surgery?
My plastic surgery?
Your tummy tuck, specifically.
Dr. Mengele. I think that's how you say it.
Mengele.
It was a South American doctor.
Oh, that's when you flew down to Argentina to get it done.
Older guy, but really nice.
You know, the expert here, though, Buzz, all the work that you've had done all over the years.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, you check these guys out first, right?
Dr. Mattel, I looked into him, and he does great plastic surgery.
Dr. Mattel.
Uh-huh.
That's who he'd use, Dr. Mattel.
Of course.
To give him that toy-like goodness.
That's right.
And
no
he
lead.
Smells like Toys R Us.
It's wonderful.
Another patient says Adams got her pregnant, and a former girlfriend says she had to get a restraining order against the guy.
You know, when I heard this story the first time, my only thought was, if you really were to do analysis on all of these guys, mm-hmm. all these plastic surgeons.
Okay.
I mean, of all the procedures, I would imagine you'd get a lot of people that are not happy with the way, you know, the breast or the tummy or whatever. And probably a lot of these guys, you could come up with a shopping list of the problems they've had. Wouldn't that be accurate?
That's true, but there are also a lot of really, really good plastic surgeons. And I, in fact, had one, like after my surgery, and I was all chopped up.
And then you get a little something. They did the eyes, right?
She whipped me into shape.
A little lift behind the ears.
I couldn't be happier. There are a lot of great plastic surgeons. You should do a little research, because surgery is surgery. It's always serious.
We have a little tape of Adams.
Oh, very good. Let's hear the doctor now.
All right, this is Robert the Mailman.
He sounds good to me.
That's wonderful. Another great Adams in America.
This Jan Adams in Los Angeles has
Jan.
So he's got a girl's name. Of course he's got a girl's name.
He has several DUIs on his record as well, and he's admitted to performing a breast reduction and tummy tuck on 58-year-old Donda West before she died on Saturday.
Leslie Adams.
You're king of the Adams.
Morticia Adams.
Leslie Adams.
Don Adams.
Grizzly Adams.
John Quincy Adams.
Ooh, that's
a good one. That's a very good
John
one.
John Adams, the other Adams in history.
Sit down,
Gomez
sit down.
Adams. I don't know. I'm the rest of the Adams family.
Am I king?
I think
you're Adams king.
Thanks so much.
Let's say you are.
Thank you, Robert.
The price of gas.
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
Still.
He'll love that you're king.
Mm-hmm.
The price of gas has gone up about a quarter in the last few weeks, and the government's top energy forecaster says it'll go up another 20 cents in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Gas is now over $3 a gallon in most of the country, and that's about 80 cents higher than it was last year at this time. Next week's prices will be the highest we've ever paid for Thanksgiving travel. This as the price of crude oil creeps closer to $100 a barrel, partly because the U.S. oil reserve has shrunken unexpectedly.
I feel so stupid making fun of you for stockpiling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do that. I mean, I told you guys a long time ago, you know, if you go by my home and go into the basement, don't light a match, because I've been doing the same thing. You know, the late John Denver did it,
yes.
Rob. He had a huge tank underneath his home, and I've done the same thing.
When will the similarities between you and him end?
Well, I've also learned how to fly the ultralights, and I'm going to fly them damn better than he did.
Don't
Please
do
be
it.
Careful.
Don't do it, Mike.
You fill up my senses, Rob.
Speaking of Thanksgiving travel, airplanes will be about 4% more crowded this Thanksgiving weekend, with 95% of the seats on commercial flights filled.
I'm nervous about I'm nervous
You're
about everything. I worry too much. I know Don tells me I worry too much, but the fact is that I did something coming back from Las Vegas. I've got a red-eye flight coming back that leaves. That's all I could get. I'm not doing this because I want to maximize my
both places.
Pixie. I've got the red eye because it's all I could get coming out of Vegas on Sunday, but I'm nervous because the plane is going to land in the wee hours of the morning on a day that we have to be on the air.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, you know what I did, and I'm stupid for this, but I popped for the $300, and I booked two flights.
Backup?
Yeah, I did, and the thing is, they're both leaving at the same time.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, I just have a feeling. There's a sense that I get that this particular holiday weekend is going to be the CF of CFs.
I have
a feeling it's going to
happen. Well, they've already started the hype machine on television.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and I got a friend who's a buddy of mine is a pilot for United Airlines, and he made a veiled comment to me. He said, wait till Thanksgiving weekend. And I don't know what that means, but it sounds to me like these guys might be getting angry and making some kind of statement on that holiday weekend.
What you said right before he said that was that you wanted some turkey or something, or what did you say that brought that comment that he said? What are you looking
nearly
at?
Nearly 1 in 10 of us will be in the air over this Thanksgiving holiday.
I don't know what happened to Rob. I was
trying
to figure out what
prompted him to say that.
Well, I was that was at that field hockey game. His daughter and my daughter go to the same school, and we were talking about the holidays
was
coming
it really
up.
That ominous?
He said something. I don't know whether he was talking out his butt or not, but he said something, Thanksgiving weekend, you know, be careful. It's going to be kind of crazy. It's going to be kind of nasty.
You know, Red Eye is the flight that pilot fell asleep on that we reported on earlier this week.
Thanks, Buzz.
Just wanted to remind you
I appreciate
you that.
That. I really, really do. Like, I'm not worried enough about my health. With the doctor's office that your wife works at, where they weren't able to tell me any straight answers there.
With Mike's luck, the pilot will fall asleep and Mike will be up.
27 million of us will be flying round trip over the 12 days between this Friday and 2 weeks from today.
I'm leaving on Thanksgiving night.
Oh, you'll be fine.
And then, I'm coming back in the wee hours of the morning, so I figured I'd miss the rush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I hope I'm right about that.
Well, with only 2.5 million people a day flying, you should be fine.
But I'm going to come back with pockets of cash.
In a year that's the worst year ever for on-time records. Nearly one in every four flights this year has been late.
The airport with the slowest security lines, by the way, is Denver, followed by JFK, LAX, San Juan, and Chicago's O'Hare.
Yeah.
Your fastest airports for security are Orlando and Cincinnati, Kentucky. New York's LaGuardia, not bad either.
That's the magic of Disney, Buzz.
Is it?
It's the Imagineers that do it.
Are you connecting anywhere, or is it a direct flight?
Direct, Rob. Always go direct.
Baby.
And, you know, the only thing I'm worried about also with that little nighttime red-eye flight, flying sober. Don't like to do it. Don't like to do it at all. And, my weekend, I will have had too much weekend at that point already, and I want to be fresh for Monday morning. So I'm a little bit worried about
fresh
the whole
thing. Fresh
as a daisy? Yeah. I mean, I've got the combination of all these screw-ups with the airlines, the fact that everybody's traveling at the same time, and the fact that I'm not going to have alcohol coursing through my veins when I get to the airport, I'm a little worried.
How about this? How about you do drink, and then when you land, have the limo bring you directly here?
Fine. Done.
Look I'll be
forward to that.
For you.
Look forward to that show Monday after Thanksgiving.
That'll be good.
You'll have the red eyes.
Right.
Because we are so obsessed with our pets, witness our reaction to the Mike Vick story. One insurance company is offering insurance for pets that are hurt or killed in car accidents. Progressive now pays up to $500 for a pet that's lost in a wreck if you go with them for auto insurance. Progressive is America's third biggest auto insurer, right behind State Farm and Allstate. It's the only company offering pet insurance.
I met a new neighbor of mine today walking his greyhound, a rescued greyhound.
Yeah.
That's nice. Isn't that nice? I said, nice greyhound, boy.
Was the greyhound just horribly obese?
It was actually very healthy looking. It was huge. I didn't know they got that big.
Very tall dog.
And he was carrying his bag because I live in the city limits. He's got the poop bag that we all have to carry around with our dogs. That's why I don't walk Beluga. I will not carry that little pink bag with his poop in it.
Why'd you put him on in a diaper?
I'm not going to put the dog in a diaper unless he's got some sort of incontinence problem.
Have your lady friend do it.
My lady friend? You mean my wife?
See, right. I didn't want to say that.
Very good.
How about a diaper and a top hat?
I'll put myself in a diaper before I put the dog in one.
The Progressive pet insurance policy is not good in Virginia, New York, New Hampshire, or North Carolina because of legal issues in those particular states.
Mm-hmm.
In the 60s, it was Tupperware parties. In the 80s, it was sex toy parties. Now it's taser parties.
Yeah, baby.
Around the country, women are having taser parties. A cop or safety expert drops by to demonstrate and sell tasers for self-defense.
You know, seriously, it's interesting that you bring this up because I really am toying with the idea.
No, it's not a toy.
Of actually buying that as a gift for my aforementioned lady for when she walks the dog at night.
Quoting,
you know, I live on a busy street. Somebody comes by, and you know, occasionally you get the hey.
I think they'll sell a lot of them.
How you doing, baby? Lean out the window, get tasered.
Thought for a moment she was going to use it on the dog.
No. She does the late night.
When he won't go.
She does the late night walks, and I'm actually going to buy a taser. They come in designer colors.
They do.
I'm very excited about it.
Don't tase me, bro.
Quoting a recent hostess, it's light, it's small, it comes in colors, it just makes you more confident.
I love it when Rob talks black.
Don't tase me, bro.
A personal taser known as the C2 sells for about $350. It fires darts over 15 feet, delivering 50,000 volts of electricity.
That can kill, can it, Buzz?
No, it simply stuns you. In most cases, it doesn't kill.
I'd like to have the taser like they had on Star Trek.
That's a phaser.
It's a phaser, which you could set to either stun or kill.
Yeah, vaporize.
That'd be good.
And that'd be fun.
So long as it's only used for self-defense, these tasers, they're legal. What could possibly go wrong? In Madison, Wisconsin, a cop is being disciplined for accidentally tasering himself.
Yeah, baby.
Pixie! Crime doesn't get any weirder than this. That's our story when we continue.
Thank you, Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A tradition unlike any other. The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow on the Don and Mike Show, we'll be talking more about the Fire Joe Gibbs Now website. You can link to that website at donandmikewebsite.com. Right. Running about 50-50 right now. Get on there and just express your frustration.
Let us know.
We want to hear from you. Also tomorrow on the show, maybe little Craig Wilson.
Yes.
And a homework assignment for all of you guys. We hopefully will welcome Don back.
Yes.
And we might play a little game tomorrow. I'm just spitballing here. Bear with me. Just keep a very detailed record, gentlemen, of everything that you eat in the next 24 hours.
Okay. I'll have to bring home some extra paper.
Might play a little meal or no meal tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's get right back to him. Our man, our statistician, our sex machine. We call him Johnny Ringo.
My name is Johnny.
Ringo.
Ringo. Mm-hmm. What do you got, Buzz?
Crime and violence stories do not get much more bizarre than this. In Detroit, two teens have been charged with killing a man for the fun of it. But wait, there's more. It was not only premeditated, they mutilated the body. They decapitated the guy for the fun of it. A 17-year-old and an 18-year-old.
Charlie and Harrigan.
I'm Charlie Brown.
I'm Irv Harrigan.
Oh, Rob, sick.
They slit his throat and stabbed him and cut off his head with a hacksaw.
Jesus.
In the garage where they'd lured him. The victim, and now it gets, if you can imagine, even odder, the victim was a 26-year-old registered sex offender. Back when he was 17, he had sex with a girl who was 14.
So basically they targeted him because of that?
That is apparently the case. We hope to know more.
Interesting.
Or perhaps not.
All right.
In Milwaukee, a suburban nun has pleaded no contest to charges of indecent behavior with young boys.
Hello, boys.
It happened.
Even the nuns get the Irish
brogue. Welcome to my class. Take a look and see what's under the habit.
How'd you like to look at me rosary?
It happened when she was the principal of a Catholic school in the 1960s, and she's actually, I believe, Italian by surname. Norma Giannini now faces up to 20 years in prison.
Norma Giannini, she's so sad now with the indecent exposure. You get her a nice dog like Otis up in heaven.
I'm not happy.
Yes, Paula.
Up to 20 years in prison at the age of 79. Two men say they had dozens of sexual encounters with Norma, including full-on intercourse, while they were students at her school.
It was against the rules.
They couldn't kick the habit. Sorry.
One man says that in...
God, that was lame.
Thank you.
One man says that in 1965, when he was 13, she told him to unbutton her habit. He says his hands were shaking so badly, she had to do it for him.
That's not funny.
42 years pass, I think that she should be off the hook.
I don't know. Why do they wait so long?
I don't know. Because of the lawsuits, I guess.
Why you care?
What are you doing there?
Each man says he was with the nun 80 to 100 times.
Nuns don't have sex, right?
They're married to God, right?
Whoa.
Each. Mm-hmm. The retired nun has been undergoing counseling for the last 10 years.
She's 79 years old?
Yes, she is.
Oh. Still getting it done.
The Pope is coming. The Pope is coming.
Yeah, there we go there, Buzzy.
Yes, Pope Benedict will be here for his 81st birthday when he arrives in Washington April 15th.
I'm coming to your house, you heathen.
It's the first Pope show in D.C. since 1979.
I'll be visiting you personally, Burbank.
It's the Pope's, Benedict's first visit since he was here as Cardinal Ratzenberg.
I've heard that you're a non-believer, isn't that right, Buzzy?
I have questions, to be sure.
Yeah, that's... well, you're going astray. I just want you to know I'll be going to the National Cathedral and paying you a personal visit at your home.
We got your tape here, Your Eminence.
Please play it.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Yeah.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO.
That's me.
Biggest celebrity of them all.
Right on.
Who's down with G-O-D?
Come on, Buzz. Come over to our side. I'll give you a souvenir pointy hat.
I look forward to meeting with
you. Have you met
the nun? The nun, 79 years young.
Norma.
Norma the nun.
While here, he'll visit the White House, say mass in the new Nationals baseball stadium.
I'm here to see Norma the horny nun.
And meet with Catholic educators. Vatican officials have said they hope this visit will encourage a Catholic rejuvenation.
There you go.
In the face of recent scandals, see nun story above.
Hey, Norma, heard those 13-year-old hands were shaking.
100 times.
Did that enhance the experience?
The pontiff will also visit New York on his U.S. tour, where he'll speak at the U.N., visit Ground Zero, and say mass at Yankee Stadium.
Just want to say, while I'm here in Washington, I'll be visiting the Palm Restaurant and visiting my good friend, Cardinal Tommy Giacomo.
Your face is up on the palm, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, all the popes are on the palm.
UFN Excellency.
Thanks a lot, Tommy.
Not only
great cream spinach.
Not only our TV and movie strider... Not only are TV and movie writers on strike, now the writers at CBS News are talking about walking.
Can I check your hat?
Those news writers have been without a contract for over 2.5 years.
That's great, because now that means the anchors will go, good evening. Duh.
Exactly.
I'm Katie.
Duh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
CBS made what it called its final offer a year ago, and 99% of the union members rejected it.
Hey, you know what we didn't get to today? We didn't get to the Today Show questions. Will you get all those together?
I'll have them for you tomorrow.
Have you seen that on the Today Show?
No, I have not.
They're asking them all questions that people are interested about the anchors.
Buzz, I kid you not. They said, if you were a breakfast food, what would you be?
Can that show get any stupider?
Gotta hand it to Roker. He picked pancakes.
Yeah, you bet.
Of course he did.
A walkout, if it happens, would involve 500 writers at CBS News in New York, L.A., and Washington. It would affect the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric.
Yeah, they're going to replace her with Ellen.
I would watch.
She's crossed the picket line.
We're going to replace her with Norma.
Mm-hmm. Norma the horny nun.
That's her.
And it'll also affect the early show as well as all the CBS-owned local stations, including radio. And you can't even go to Broadway to escape. They're the stagehands.
Are you going to honor the picket line? I mean, I'm not
a member of the Writers Guild, so that's not an issue for me.
Hey, you should join. You know, maybe it'll be a big nice story for you.
Maybe I'll refuse to cross my own picket line. Finally,
is that legal?
In New York, a great grandmother is suing the Yonkers Raceway Casino after the 65-year-old was strip searched over a missing winner's slip.
Was her name Norma?
No, it wasn't. Right. Slip was later found in the slot machine she'd been playing, but that was after she was locked downstairs for 2.5 hours. Neither the casino nor state police will comment.
Oh, I'm always on the side of the casino.
In Worcester, Mass, a doctor specializes.
Worcester.
Yes. Worcester. Not Worcester.
Yes, Worcester.
Not Worcestershire.
My grandmother was born there.
Worcester, Mass.
Worcester.
Worcester, Mass.
Worcester, like W-O-O-S-T-E-R.
Okay.
Worcester.
Anyway, up there, a doctor specializing in infectious diseases at the University of Massachusetts was busted over the weekend for soliciting an undercover cop for prostitution.
Being careful, it's very important to me.
Funny
because I have
that.
Genital herpes.
And I don't.
Dr. Peter A. Rice says he was doing research. The professor is an infectious disease specialist.
Mm-hmm.
In Fort Worth, a man's been arrested for watching porn in his car. The officer says he saw a 10-inch screen with, quote, multiple people naked having sexual intercourse. The 24-year-old driver was cited for an obscene display, an open container, and no license.
Ah, shouldn't have left that window open.
But your really creepy guy is still on the loose in our newest affiliate city of Lincoln, Nebraska. It could be a creepy guy or a really odd prankster.
Aren't we on in Nebraska now?
Yeah, Lincoln.
Yeah, Lincoln.
Hello, Lincoln.
Either way, body prints have been showing up in windows in Lincoln at businesses, schools, and churches.
When you say body prints, you mean?
I'll tell you. The prints were made, from all appearances, by someone wearing no clothing, nothing really except a thick coat of Vaseline petroleum jelly.
Why?
Are you sticky?
It has happened about 20 times there in the last couple of months.
Wow. Get Rudy on the phone.
Police are starting to wonder if it's just one guy or if, because there's nothing else to do in Lincoln, the original has set off a wave of copycat Vaseline vandals.
Yeah, but if you look through the window, all the older women have that nice soft look.
Look like Cybill Shepherd.
Right.
I'm Johnny Ringo on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy.
Sorry, we're out of time.
That's it. Got to get out of here. Our prayers go out to Don and his family and Jimmy.
Best wishes, yeah.
Very tough day for those guys. Hopefully, Don will be back with us tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with more fun and more thrills. That's it. We got to get out of here. Good day to you, sir.
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 Any parting words, Johnny?
I got to get on the road. I got to go see Fat Nancy.
Fat Nancy. Nancy, I'm going to see Horny Norma.
Goodbye.
So long, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.